Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. The Cleveland Guardians avoided getting swept at home this weekend when they beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-0 yesterday. Gavin Williams struck out 10 batters and gave up just one hit in 5 2/3 innings of work. The Guards will stay at home and host the Mets for a three-game series starting tomorrow at 6:40. Down 71 south in Cincinnati, the Reds took 3 of 4 from the Pittsburgh Pirates with a 10-2 win yesterday. Chase Burns won his 12th straight decision and is 13-1 on the season. The Redlegs will host the Athletics tomorrow night at 6:40 over on the Fan 2. And finally, late Saturday night, there was a big trade in the MLB as Tarik Skubal was acquired by the Los Angeles Dodgers. This update is sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, your convenience store for metal. Visit Columbus at metalsupermarkets.com or 2180 Wilson Road for all your metal needs. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Breakfast time!
Hello, welcome to T-Bone and Tyvis. Can I take your order?
Just want a little breakfast.
Hey, you want some crabs? Because I got some of them.
Get ready to drive through the intersection of football, food, and fun. Featuring producer Dylan.
Who are the 5 best rappers of all time?
Special guests.
Are you serious?
And you. Wake up.
For what?
It's time for T-Bone and Tyvis.
Welcome in. Happy Monday to you. What's up? I'm T-Bone. He's Tyvis. Good morning, go to hell. Tyvis?
No, don't good morning me. I'm mad at you.
What are you mad at me for?
Because you know why you're mad at you. Because you started me before the show, and now I'm still mad about it.
Well, I know you, to be clear, started me. Because we were talking about...
I hate this. Usually I'm the positive and optimistic one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But on this situation... You're wrong as 2 left shoes, and it disgusts me.
I'm not wrong.
It disgusts me.
I'm speaking facts.
That you even think like this.
I don't do it. I don't deal with ifs, buts, or maybes.
By the way, I didn't know you was a bandwagon guy.
What's that? Oh, my Sixers hat today?
Yeah.
No.
Dylan is proud of you.
That's my VJ Edgecombe love coming out that you're not aware of.
No, that's what that is.
That Sixers hat is from 2002, Tyvis. Look at that. Look at the patch.
What that
He's
mean?
Been 2002 riding. All-Star game.
You believe he bought this hat in 2002?
Yeah. He just keeps the hats in really good condition.
I keep them in good condition. I even left the stickers on them until this morning when I peeled them off.
We just going to lie.
I even wore it here with the cardboard in it that I forgot to take out 24 years ago.
That's totally what I did.
Totally it.
He heard the practice rant from Allen Iverson, and then he bought that hat.
I felt really good about it. See, that was because the 2002 All-Star game was in Philly. Did you know that?
Why is that relevant?
What do you mean, why is it relevant? Because I thought it was a cool hat. You know who the MVP of that game was? Kobe Bryant.
Good for him.
Why do you hate Kobe Bryant?
I'm just
here supporting Kobe Bryant. You know who did the halftime show of that game?
Michael Jackson.
Elton John.
Oh,
well. Didn't have that on my bingo card, but let him live. Patti LaBelle sang the national anthem. Let her live. All that's good. Just saying. That was 51st All-Star game. Anyway, yeah.
Who had a worse national anthem, Fergie or Carl Lewis?
The answer is
maybe neither.
Dude, did you not hear it today or yesterday?
No.
Okay. All right.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I kind of want to play it now, but I also I have it as a tease for like 7:15.
I mean,
we can play it twice.
Let's play it now and later.
All right,
it's worth it.
Are you aware of do you know who Martha Reeves and the Vandellas? Do you know that name?
No.
Okay. Do you know this song?
I feel like I know that beat.
Dylan probably could give you a clue on that.
It's been sampled many of times. I heard it for the first time sampled in an NWA song, 100 Miles and Running, the Ice Cube diss.
Okay.
It will come as no shock to you that I heard it because I heard that song, not the samples of in other songs. Anyway, the National Women's Professional Baseball League got underway this weekend. They played their first games in Springfield, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought out Martha Reeves, the woman who was singing on that song, who obviously can sing.
Yes.
However, that song came out over 50 years ago.
1965, to be exact.
Okay.
I would imagine.
Over 60 years ago.
Yes, okay. I would imagine.
Okay. Martha Reeves is now 85 years young. Let her live.
Mm-hmm.
This is the national anthem she sang over the weekend. Just be forewarned. I'm going to play you the entire thing. Be aware that I know
how it sounds, okay? But we're going to play it anyway. Now, she has a couple backup singers helping her out here that you will hear that also, I think, unfortunately for them, kind of get discarded halfway through this thing. But
oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. The bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was
still there.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land.
Okay, man, that's 85-year-old Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Well, not the Vandellas. I don't think the Vandellas are with us. I think those are just other people.
I don't know if the Vandellas are with us, period.
I don't want to put any smoke on the Vandellas' name. They didn't do that. Martha Reeves did that. Also, I mean, like, obviously, she sang it. She didn't turn down the invitation. But did anyone who did invite her,
yeah,
listen to her
someone
sing
in the booking
recently
department.
Yeah, so that sucks, because like one, it sucks to just embarrass someone who's like, again, this is her, for those of you just that's who we want to remember. Not I don't want to remember that. That's terrible. What do you mean? Why would I? I didn't do anything. I wasn't responsible for this. This is like going under.
How would you play this, man?
You see, I'm using
now
this.
Now I can't unhear it.
This is like you walking never into Yolanda on the 10 TV news and being like, why did you play that murder scene? Like, I didn't make the murder happen. It just happened. I'm reporting on it.
I'm throwing up. I wasn't expecting it. I just wasn't expecting that.
Rough. That one was rough. That's all I'm going
to
say.
I'm using this to continue my war on old people that has been going on the past couple
of
weeks.
You have a war on
apparently
old people?
Apparently so.
Okay.
I've said younger, I'm going to put the cap on 70. If you're 70 years old, just sit down and stop performing publicly. Stop singing. I say the same thing every time I hear Dolly Parton sing. I'm like, you don't sound like you anymore. You just sound like old lady singing, which is just like Martha Reeves sounded like. They all sound the same at a certain point. Your musical talent from 50, 60 years ago doesn't come through anymore.
No.
Just let it go.
Well,
let someone
right.
else
I mean,
do it.
Just like, I don't think it would be fair to bring out someone, like if we put Terry Bradshaw in pads and said, get out there
right,
and throw some passes, like that would be ridiculous. We all know he can't do that anymore. Why would we make a mockery of his career to bring him out there and do that? Like,
I think that
makes no sense.
I think most of your analogies are dramatic. That was spot on. Exactly.
Like
this, it would be like Terry Bradshaw playing quarterback in 2026.
I don't think people have enough respect for singers. That's what that shows me. Because we all know football is difficult. And we all know if you put Terry Bradshaw or wheel out whoever you want, like basketball, think of a guy from the Charles Barkley, put him in his uniform and make him go play in an NBA game. No one would ever expect that. But like Martha Reeves was expected to sing like national anthems when she was a pro singer. Now, clearly, that time has passed her by, but we're still wheeling her out there like she could still sing. That's unfortunate. Sad. Failing.
They did roll.
What do you mean?
Don't you rehearse before this happens?
There's no way. 0%.
No, you haven't rehearsed.
It had to be. Because this was
before fans get there, like they got to rehearse it. Like they give the singers a chance to like rehearse so they know how it sounds, you know, in the stadium and stuff like that.
I think that's the first time those three people ever saw each other.
Yeah, I feel like, this was the inaugural game of the Women's Pro Baseball League. So this is a historic occasion. They are trying to get a baseball league off the ground for women. The first time they've had one of these in like 70 years. So probably the people organizing this were like, all right, we have the bats. Do we have the gloves? Do we have the bases? Do we have the field secured? Are ticket sales going well? The uniforms are in. Great. This is happening, people. Like, we're doing it. History is happening. Hey, someone in the meeting goes, quick question. Are we good on the anthem singer? Has anyone checked in? And they're like, wait, what are you talking about? We got Martha Reeves. Legend. What are you talking about? She's the least of our concerns. Like, they're thinking, we gave it over to a legend. She'll just come in, knock it out. It's the national anthem. How hard could it be? She's probably sang it 100 times. That's not the part we have to worry about. That's apparently the part that was the worst. That was the part that screwed up everything.
Do we even know how any of the baseball went?
No. No idea.
Nope.
I probably should have looked it up.
Stole the show.
There, hang on. I'm on their Wikipedia page, but I don't know. Here's their official website. It does. Let's see. Scores. Looks like LA, New York was, for what it's worth, if you don't know, they played games not from the, like, none of those teams are in those cities. They're just playing all their games in Springfield, Illinois to start off. Kind of like how the, what is it called? The
UFL?
Yeah. The Destroyers League. No, not the Destroyers. What's our name? The Aviators League. Yeah. Whatever. I don't care. Our coach got, so he didn't care so much. He got drunk this year. Come on. Like, I'm just saying, that league, they all were for a time based out of,
I forgot,
Birmingham or Houston or somewhere like that. It did happen to Ted, yeah. Anyway, the LA, I don't know the team names, they won 10-8 over New York. So take that, Yankee boy.
Yeah. So they sure was some great probably, baseball compared to the anthem.
Well, they probably paying their players well in LA.
Well, I was going to say, that's the first time ever that a Los Angeles baseball team has had anything good to happen to them this weekend. Speaking of, we will talk about some trade deadline stuff coming up next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. Here on your Monday, we've got a crash on 23 up in Marion. All southbound lanes are shut down at State Route 95. In the metro, we're also tracking a crash on 670 near the airport. This is heading eastbound. The left lane is blocked off. Heading eastbound, just past US 62. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your fan.
For Ohio.
Do you feel that? The season is getting closer. Buckeye football comes your way in 33 days. Every game. Every season. Proud to be your flagship home for Ohio State football. The Fan. Ohio sports destination. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Hey there, happy Monday. Starting off with some clouds out there for the beginning of your day, but eventually this afternoon, those will clear out, leaving you with lots of sunshine for the remainder of the day. Highs right around 82 degrees, but come overnight tonight, lows in the 60s. It's going to feel quite nice tomorrow morning with lower humidity to start off your Tuesday morning. Highs tomorrow, lots of sunshine, right around 86 degrees. I'm your 10 Weather Impact meteorologist, Lily Aldridge, 97.1 The Fan.
We test marketed naming the show A Guy and His Butlers.
Oh, that is very touching.
But we thought Bishop and Friends had a better ring to it.
Weekday mornings at 9.
The Fan. T-Bone would like to take a second to remind everyone that Eddie George is awesome. And that Ronnie James Dio was an American treasure. And that pickles are gross. Thank you. Here's T-Bone and Tyvus.
You know, we started the show off. We got derailed by talking about national anthems, but Tyvus said you were mad at me about something I started before the show.
Yeah, sick.
Because
you, so yesterday, what's this game yesterday?
Saturday.
The Crew took on Miami.
Get it right, please. It's Inter Miami.
Oh my gosh.
And they are very specific about that, to the point that they got into a fight with Inter Milan, who is like a way more famous soccer club. They got into a fight saying, we have to say our name is Inter Miami because we're an international club. And Inter Milan said, okay, we just want to make sure no one confuses you for us. And it's like, don't worry. Like, I don't think you're going to have that problem.
Like I said, whatever. The Crew played Miami.
Yeah.
And they tied. It ended with a tie.
It was in Miami.
And you up here jumping around, skipping. You did a cartwheel out there talking about, oh, this is such great for the Crew. And I'm sitting there like, they tied. What are you talking about?
First off,
it's the most loserish thing I've ever heard.
Cartwheel? That's cat. No chance. You know that.
Everyone I'm making listening, an AI
everyone
video
listening,
of Tebow
everyone
doing a
listening knows that never happened.
Work on it.
Shook the whole room.
Everyone knows that didn't happen.
Who had that song? Boom, 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 shake the room. That's me.
That's what I'm doing.
Is that why my LeBron bobblehead's broken again?
That's right. Yes, I shattered it.
I've been talking about
seismic force.
Guy in my neighborhood is walking by, and he goes, hey. Good win by good.
Oh yeah, I did. A guy in my neighborhood who I know
loser
is a Crew fan.
You groomed these people to think that a tie is the best thing that can happen.
It's not the best thing that can happen.
It's positive.
Tyvus,
that's terrible.
This weekend, before this game,
then watching it, and it looks bad.
Well, yeah, it did look bad. That's why when they scored late in the game in like the 84th minute to tie it up on the road, Lionel Messi standing there with his hands on his hips going, I don't know what to do. That's why it feels better that they tied because they were going to lose that game. So instead of going out losing, they didn't give up on the game. They fought back and got the tie.
If they got all this momentum, keep the game going and let's keep going until we get a winner.
Tyvus, I don't know if you know how soccer works.
Let's keep going.
No.
There is no stopping.
Guess what? Yes, there is.
10 minutes extra. Nobody care about that.
Yes, there is. The league you played in.
You go until you keep going.
The NFL doesn't.
The NFL,
It happens. They have them.
Yeah, and it's the loser's thing ever.
It's not.
They should have left it as sudden death.
Why is a tie invalid? Explain the logic.
Why is it invalid?
Yeah, why is it not good?
Because in life, there's winners and losers. You never stay the same. Every day, you either get better or you get worse. You never stay the same. So why is it that we applaud and award that?
Technically, life is just a giant tie.
No,
because you start off dead and you end dead. So who cares what happened in the middle? That's what your logic is.
Who cares?
Because like in a game where it's like, oh, it's 0-0 to start and it ended tied. It's a tie. This is stupid. That's the same thing in life. You go, you start, you finish, and then you're dead. You're both at the beginning and the end. You're not here. So life is a big tie. That's essentially.
Well, Lil Wayne did say life is a gap. Get some money in between it.
Hey, I like it. I'm just saying, like, we'd measure success in life by the ups and downs and by, hey, you overcame some stuff. That's what happened this weekend. The Crew went down to Miami, the league's favorite team. They have Lionel Messi. They have they just got Casemiro, who's a Brazilian legend who came in. They rigged the league to get him in there.
First of all, I'm going to let you know something.
We got Luis Suarez, the racist.
They should have won. The Crew should have won.
I would love them to win.
Because the second goal that Miami scored
shouldn't have gone in.
Horrific.
Okay.
Horrific.
Just to be clear.
I don't even know who the goalie is, and I apologize. Horrific.
Patrick Schulte.
Leiliana could have stopped that.
Wow. That's maybe Patrick Schulte won an MLS Cup here, just for what it's worth. Nah, I mean, like, this great was goalie.
Did you see it?
He had a bad game.
I didn't, but I'm thinking they should have put your neighbor in.
Go look. That's what? Yeah. I was sitting there and talked to him yesterday because it was his birthday.
What's your neighbor's name?
Nicholas.
What's his last name?
I don't know his last name.
That's
Hagen.
Talking about me. Nico. Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Bang. How do I know his name? Because I'm a Crew fan.
I'm sitting there. After I saw that, it made me look at Nicholas a little different. You can't beat this.
Wow.
Say that to his face.
Damn, that's hateful.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Hey, Dylan, go watch the second goal Miami score and tell me if I'm tripping.
Go watch the goal the Crew scored at the end. Our new guy, Bryce Mendez, scored it. They just brought in a player. He scored a goal in his first game getting in. He outdueled Messi. Messi, zero goals. Bryce Mendez, T-ball, one goal.
This is horrific. I can't
Bryce
stop.
Mendez better
I can't
than Lionel Messi.
Looking at it. Look at this.
You're not focused on the right thing.
What are you talking about?
You're focused on the second goal?
Look at this.
Yeah, the Crew overcame
that. I'm not
that.
Talking about the Crew. I'm talking about Miami's second goal. Look at this.
I saw it. It was poor defending. Because the Crew have some bad defenders back there.
Well, let me look. Yeah,
there's some poor defending, and then they had a shaky goalkeeping in this game. But they got the tie. They got the point. They just shipped Max Arfston, our guy, got shipped off to Middlesbrough.
I know it.
He's going to England. So now another of your best players is out the door this summer, like along with Thiago Rossi, who, by the way, scored for Montreal down in Mexico over the weekend. I'm just saying, like, your best players go out the door and you still go down to Miami, who's got the world beating team. They're the defending MLS champs, and you go down there and get a result. That's good.
The two goals that
it's an overall
the two
net
goals
positive.
That Miami score is horrific that they stay went in. I'm just going to keep telling you.
Well, I agree
even
with
the
you.
First one, he shot the thing from dang near half field.
Yeah.
And they let it go in.
Because
you let that go in.
We had a terrible giveaway in the midfield that shouldn't have happened. It's not really on Schulte because he's supposed to play where he was. When you give the ball away in the midfield like that, that leaves everybody in a bad spot. So
yeah, that sucked.
All right, can we talk some baseball now?
Yeah, please? We're trying to get to number one, and we're not doing that with this crew conversation.
Yeah, well, Dylan,
I suggest you go back and watch it. You'll be like, I see what Tyvus is talking about. It's horrific.
I just know what the both of you.
I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts.
Where I'm at right now. That's where I'm at with both of you. I also hate the fact that Major League Baseball, it is pretty much, you want to talk about loser talk, that every other team in that league is pretty much losers, in my opinion, than the Dodgers. Because Dodgers go out and throw out nothing, essentially, to the Tigers, who are done with Tarek Skubal. They know he's going to be out. They're not going to re-sign him. He's going to be moving on. And so they said, well, why don't we get something for him? So they got a few prospects back from the Dodgers. Depends on who you listen to, if those prospects are any good or not. They're both top 10 in the Dodgers organization, but apparently they weren't like the top three or four guys that everybody thought were going to have to be moved. So now they get Tarek Skubal to add to a rotation that is already historic, that is already the best in baseball, that already has the best lineup in baseball. I mean, kind of feels like big picture, it's not worth watching baseball this year. Other than just like enjoy the game you're watching, that's fun. But like
it all roads lead to the Dodgers winning it all. That's
and who's won the last two?
The Dodgers.
Right. So I'm just saying, like, this kind of feels a little bit like Major League Baseball essentially throwing in the towel on a non-salary cap era and saying, we can't beat them, so hell, why even try? Like, if you're the Guardians, why did you not throw something at the Tigers pretty ridiculous just to get him?
Probably because they didn't want to mortgage everything they got.
Mortgage what? They're not going to play next year. No one's going to be there next year.
I feel like they probably looked at it like Skubal probably wanted to go to the Dodgers, right?
Sure.
And so every team that would have gotten Skubal would have had him for 3 months.
Yeah.
And then, boom, he going to the Dodgers. So you're going to give away your assets for a guy that you're only going to have for 3 months. So they probably was like, eh. So the Dodgers probably was like, well, we know he's going to come here regardless, so you better take something for him here. And so Detroit was like, give us something.
Just highlighted.
That's probably what happened.
My exact issue with this.
That's loser talk.
It's all the Major League Baseball teams say, well, hell, Dodgers probably going to win anyway. Why even waste any of our prospects? Like, you just gave up in, technically, I guess this is August, but it feels like end of July. Like, you just gave up in August, early August, saying, nah, there's no chance we can all beat them. So let's just go play out the string, have fun. We're going to have a work stoppage anyway. Have you heard the conspiracy theory about why Tarek Skubal ended up in L.A.?
There's always some type of conspiracy theory.
Well, the conspiracy theory is all these owners, they want a salary cap, right?
Mm-hmm.
They know the players are adamantly against it. And in most labor negotiations, the fans usually side with the players because, I don't know, I don't have like bobbleheads and baseball cards of the owners of these teams, right? Like, that's not anything anybody ever cares about. Mm-hmm. So obviously people tend to side with their favorite players.
I'm not siding with the owners on this.
Well, I know, but what the owners, the conspiracy theory is the owners all said, let's just let him go to the Dodgers. And then when the Dodgers just run through the league again, everyone will say, all right, it's out of control. The Dodgers must be stopped. I don't like the owners, but we do need a salary cap. They'll get public support for a salary cap. I don't buy that conspiracy theory.
They don't need a salary cap. They need a salary floor. That's the problem.
Well, either way,
I could care less about the cap. I care about the floor.
You're not getting one without the other.
No, there's no chance you're going to get these cheap-ass owners who won't spend now. Tell them, like, oh, yeah, we won't stop the Dodgers from spending, but we will make you spend $150 million. Like, no chance. And I don't know that necessarily improves things.
Then they're going to sit here and continue to lose.
What good is
the only way that it's going to stop is if fans stop supporting it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, that's where
as a Guardians fan, I wouldn't watch or go to another game.
I think the conspiracy theory is kind of laughable because, like, conspiracy theories always rely on the idea that everyone who's operating is super smart And I think you can just wipe this one away by saying, no, there's a bunch of dummies who run Major League Baseball teams and a bunch of cheapskates who own Major League Baseball teams.
The Guardians is skating by because they are like, look, we don't spend money, but we always make the postseason and make a good run.
Yeah.
So, like, that keeps people satisfied. Like, doing such a great job without spending money. And it's like, nah, in all actuality, y'all holding yourself back because y'all could have been won a World Series if y'all just spent some money.
Of course. By the way, I have a little bit of how the Guardians yesterday, I don't know if you saw this, how they were being, I thought, gigantic losers, even though they won the game. We'll explain why in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tybus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and happy Monday. We are still watching a crash up in Marion on 23. All southbound lanes of 23 are shut down at State Route 95 as crews clear out an overnight crash. Here in the Metro, 670 eastbound, the left lane is blocked off just past Fifth Avenue as crews clear out a crash there. Make it a great day. I'm 10TV's Amy Steckerwald with your fan.com.
T-Bone and Tybus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Tybus played in some of the biggest stadiums in the world. T-Bone has eaten some of the biggest pizzas in the world. You're listening to T-Bone and Tybus.
Guardians ticked me off yesterday. I don't understand.
They won the game.
Good for them.
5-0.
Yeah, good for them.
What are you talking about? How could you be upset?
Well, they got
Gavin Williams, 10 strikeouts.
Gavin Williams is great.
Come on now.
I think in the last 5 years, to a guy who had 10-plus strikeouts in 5 straight games.
Went on to win the Cy Young?
Well, the only other guy to do it in the last 5 years was some guy named Shohei Ohtani. Pretty good. And I don't know if that was the year he won the Cy Young, but I'm guessing it was. Because no one else has done it other than that guy that season. So in like 2022. So yeah, Gavin Williams good. But he had a perfecto going through 5 innings.
Mm-hmm.
So 6th inning, you have situation where the, you know, Diamondbacks are up to bat. What was the dude's name?
I don't know, but he terrible.
Tim Tawa.
He's terrible.
Tim Tawa. Hit. Well, he comes up to bat and he sticks his bat out to bunt.
Yeah.
And he popped it up. And immediately I see Brian Rocchio's got something to say to him.
Him and Hedges is
chirping at him.
That's so lame.
No, it's not.
It's lame.
It's 5-0 in the 6th inning. Bro. You got to get something going. Get on base.
Bunt. Hit the ball.
It wasn't. Dude, what is he supposed to do?
Hit the ball.
That's it. That's what bunting is. Man, bunting is a hit.
T-Bone, I can't believe you support this.
What do you mean? I can't believe you support loser talk. I can't believe you're sitting here saying, like, oh, you can't bunt. You got to swing and miss like a champion. No.
All right, what happened?
It's the 6th inning.
Keep going.
Yeah, he tried to bunt a couple times.
Okay.
Got the whole team out of sorts. Got mm-hmm. Gavin Williams off his game. Mm-hmm. And then, boom, laced one into right field. Got a hit.
Oh, we didn't start there. What, you not confident in yourself?
That's working the pitcher and getting an advantage.
You're not confident in yourself?
He shook the pitcher. Got him all pissed off.
Shook no pitcher.
Shook him and got on base. Then, of course, they all had to fight afterwards.
Sound like he ain't had no confidence at first.
I don't understand. Is bunting not allowed? They make a rule I'm not aware of where you're not allowed to bunt the baseball? That's like saying, well, on 4th and 2, they should absolutely not be allowed to throw a pass because you should be able to get those 2 yards by running the ball. No, you can do whatever you want. It's a legal play. You're allowed to do it. But no, we got to win it with man ball. Got to get out there running between the tackles. No, if you get a jump pass from Tim Tebow, it counts. You get a bunt, you counts.
There is a question for you in the YouTube chat. John Smith, not T-Bone, wants to know, are you wearing a skirt under the desk?
Oh, John, if I was, I'd be proud of it. I wish I was manly enough to wear a skirt, number one. Have you ever seen Scottish dudes?
I was about to say.
Those dudes are some of the manliest men ever. I don't know about what you're talking about.
I mean, between the ties and the bunts, you're pissing a lot of people off, but I agree.
What is wrong with bunts? What is wrong with...
No, I'm with you, Bode. Baseball has so many stupid unwritten rules.
Oh, they got so many soft head cases to play in baseball. You got all these guys who are just always like, oh, that's not the way you play the game. Now, excuse me, I'm going to get jaw cancer by chewing tobacco for 80 years like a moron. Not an unwritten rule. You're allowed to get your jaw to fall off with tobacco. That's allowed. But you can't bunt when a guy is doing well, because then bunting should be illegal. Why? Was it also, hey, don't choke up on the bat either, I guess, right? Because that's not how you normally swing. So don't choke up on it and try to just saw one off and get one over the shortstop's head. No. We got to hit it just like we're hitting in the 1st inning when it's 0-0. We don't ever change our approach at the plate, apparently. What kind of loser talk is that? If you get a perfect game with guys trying to bunt, guys trying to shorten up, guys trying to lace one into left field, all that stuff, then you've done a great job.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go up there against major league hitters and they're all like, well, I guess I got to pretend like this is batting practice, take the same swing every time, then I don't know that that's as valuable to me.
I don't know. I just, bunting to me is for people that's like trying to advance to runners, or you trying to strategically set up somebody that's on base or something like that.
You've scored runs through five innings. You're trying to get something going by getting a guy on base.
Usually. Okay. What if you sat there and swung your bat and hit a home run? That gets people. That really gets people.
That'd be great.
So,
had they had any success doing that?
I'm going with that. It's the sixth inning. He's probably going to get tired at some point. Probably all it takes for him to miss his spot just a little bit. Boom, take advantage of it. What are you talking about?
The unwritten rules.
These are professional athletes. These are professional players.
Why nobody wants to watch it? Because every time someone tries to play the game, you got a bunch of idiots who come out of the woodwork. You can't do that in a game. I get it. If it was the ninth inning, it was two outs, he was down to his last strike, well, then he would have been able to possibly foul out, right? But like, if a guy is if it's 10-0 in the bottom of the ninth and you have a problem with the guy trying to bunt to break up a perfect game, I understand that a little bit more. However, it's still legal. This was in the sixth inning. It wasn't like he had the perfect game locked up. Were it not for this, he had to get through three more innings.
Wait a minute. Why is it different if he did it in the ninth?
No, I'm saying,
why would you understand?
I understand the complaint more because you're saying at that point, if you're down 10-0, it's very unlikely on your last at bat that you're probably going to get a 10-run rally going.
If you have a problem with it in the ninth inning, then you should have a problem with it in the sixth.
I'm saying, I'm trying to meet some of the people who have this take halfway and say, I can understand it if that was the situation.
If you can understand it in the ninth, you can understand it in the sixth.
No, I can't.
Yeah, you could.
No, because I'm saying in the ninth.
Because that means that you know that
it's
frowned upon.
If I was a manager, I'd be in the ninth inning with two outs with my worst hitter. I'd be like, get up there and bunt. I'm not getting perfect game, but I'm not getting no hit. We are getting on base and we are making this. Who wants to get no hit? Why do you want to get no hit? Like, that's, I don't want that.
Who's going up there with the, first of all, it's loser mentality that you think I'm going up here and we're going to get no hit. Like, who thinks about that?
Why in football?
I'm going up there every time and I'm swinging for the yard.
Why aren't we just throwing bombs every play in football then, Tyvus? Why are we going for the end zone every time?
So technically, every offensive play is designed to score a touchdown. Every one of them.
Including punts?
No.
Why are we punting?
That's a special team.
No, go for it. You should try to win every time.
That's literally
you
special
should try
teams.
To. No, sometimes
what
you
are
have
you talking
to.
Talking about?
You're I electing said, to put I special said, teams on the field.
Put the fan, you said, you can play on fourth down.
Offensive play. Every offensive play.
It does. See, again.
Not special teams.
The logic.
Every offensive play is technically built to score a touchdown.
So when you call in the non-offensive play people to kick the ball away, you're acknowledging we're not scoring a touchdown.
Correct.
Here. So that's the same as bunting
to me.
That's
special teams.
You're trying to win the game. You're trying to play the game in a way that allows you to live another day.
I guess.
You're trying to get on base, and then maybe the next guy hits it.
I never thought that that's where we would be.
Oh,
here.
We are. What else do you want to disagree on today? Because we started off the whole show just basically disagreeing.
The only thing we agreed upon is that they did Martha wrong. They did her wrong.
Yeah, Martha Reeves. She needs to fire her agent, whoever that is, because they should never have put her out there. You know what? We didn't get to start with this. I wanted to do this like at 6:30, but we kind of got to talking. So we're going to take a break. You got to go over do TV. When we come back, you went up to Berea this weekend. Did you have a good time in Berea watching the Browns in their preseason practice?
Did I have a good time?
Yeah, like did you enjoy your time?
Yeah, I enjoyed my time. I haven't been up there in a while, so yeah, I loved it.
We're going to find out if Tyvus saw things that were encouraging or discouraging in Cleveland coming up next. It's T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
A heads up for anyone using 70 westbound in from the east side. We've got a crash just passing that 270 interchange. Again, this is on the east side. The left lane is blocked off in those westbound lanes. Also, anyone coming in from Marion this morning, 23 southbound is shut down at State Route 95. I'm 10 TV's Amy Steigerwald with your
The Red
kids are on the Fans family of stations all season long. If you don't listen, Terry Francona will ride his scooter to your house and yell at you. Your home of the Reds. The Fan. The Fan 2 and The Fan 3. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Two men who both know the value of a good hat.
You're bald!
This is Bone and Tybus.
So we have some good news for you if you like Zach Brown Band. You can win two tickets to see Zach Brown Band at Nationwide Arena on Friday, August 14th. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster.com. Zach Brown Band does the chicken fried?
They do.
Cold beer on Friday night?
Yep.
Okay. I know that one. I don't know a lot of country music. I do know that one.
Toes in the water, ass in the sand.
Yes. Something, beer in my hand. Life is good today. Right?
Not a
worry in the world. That's, cold beer in my there hand. You go.
Yes.
I did. See, I don't like all country music, but I can get behind some Zach Brown Band. Mostly because I feel like Zach Brown Band is made for people who regularly are on ships. Like if you're regularly on
cruise
a boat.
Ships.
Any ship. A cruise ship, a boat. You could be up at Alum Creek. Like whatever you're doing. Like if you're in a boat fairly regularly, Zach Brown Band is probably more in the what do they call that? The Venn diagram of people in boats and people who like send Zach Brown Band. It's probably pretty much a coverage. It's almost like one circle. But yeah, that's good. Now I don't understand Morgan Wallen. Like I saw a video of him over the weekend. I guess he was playing up in Michigan because he had a Michigan basketball jersey on. So I presume that's why, because yeah. He was in Michigan. And again, the audio was poor. It was just someone's like fan video from the crowd. But like, it just looked like a guy doing karaoke. Didn't even look like he didn't have any stage presence. He didn't look like interesting. I've seen him like push over his piano when it doesn't work right. Like, I don't get the fascination with this dude. But
this might be a hot take that I should say for tomorrow. But
oh, yeah. Tomorrow's hot take Tuesday.
If you know a girl that's obsessed with Morgan Wallen, that's a red flag. Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Run as fast as you can away from that person.
My daughter, my middle daughter, when she was like 10 or 11, went through a Morgan Wallen phase. And I was just like, let it happen. I'm listening to it. I'm trying to get into it. I'm trying to be supportive. And I'm listening to this going, this is like, this music is ass. Like, I don't get it at all. And then she turned 12 and was like, oh, yeah, this music sucks. I was like, see? All right, good. Like I didn't say a word. I just was like, that's cool. You like what you like. I'm listening to it. I'd smile and nod when she'd listen. I'm like, and I'm just listening to it going, I don't.
You know what?
I don't get this, dude.
I don't want it to be a male-female thing at all. If there's a person that is obsessed with Morgan Wallen.
Obsessed.
And you're considering dating them.
Yes.
Don't.
Right.
Don't do it.
I agree.
Just don't.
Don't
do it.
I agree with you. If that person is Morgan Wallen, also, giant red flag. Yeah. Hey, my boyfriend threw yet another bar stool off the top of his bar in Nashville. That seems like a bad thing. Maybe we shouldn't do that.
And I want it to be known,
just different. He's just an artist. You don't get it.
Even though I've been in the pit for a Morgan Wallen concert, I do not fall into the category of being obsessed with Morgan Wallen.
I mean, look, if you like a song or two of his, I get it. They play these things on the radio all the time. You hear them. That's fine. I'm just saying the people who that's. Well, another one is Jelly Roll.
Yes.
If you make Jelly Roll your entire personality, number one, congrats on your divorce. And number two, because I assume that happened.
Jelly Roll.
See, Tyvus, have you ever heard Jelly Roll?
Yeah, he's on the song with Lil Wayne. Don't Dylan know him?
You know Jelly Roll?
I've met him a few times. I wouldn't say I know. Actually, he remembers my name every time I see him.
Really?
But I don't know if it's like one of his people whispering in his ear, be like, yeah, this is that Dylan schmuck that's on the radio.
Supposedly, everyone says he's a really good dude. And I'm not here to judge him as a human. I'm just judging his art. And it's not for me. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And why isn't he on the Ozempic commercials? That's what I'm
saying. Oh, that dude. Tell you what.
Why isn't he with Serena Williams doing the GLP-1 commercial?
Right. Good for him. Let him live.
I don't know what Jelly Roll look like.
Oh, you're going to be shocked when you. Well, I want to know the results. I'm looking straight at Tyvus's face for the results.
Yeah, this will be good. What does Jelly Roll look like? Tyvus reacts live on the air.
He looks so like.
I see it.
Oh, he got face tats.
Yes, he does have face tats.
Who do you think he is? Post Malone?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
They have a song together as well.
What a shock.
It's called Losers.
He lost this much weight?
Yeah, he lost a bunch of weight. He was a big guy, and then he got slim, and then he and the wife of many years just didn't.
Bunny XO.
They split.
It feels like that's a thing. It feels like that's part of the...
And you get a divorce?
No. It feels like Jelly Roll's music just, I don't know, somehow encourages divorce. I don't know what that is, but it happens. I don't know what the deal is.
She's the porn star.
Oh, no, she's not anymore, Dustin.
Who said that?
Come on, Dustin. She's not a porn star anymore.
Was she?
Why'd you have to say that?
I didn't know that. Literally.
A mattress actress.
What's wrong with that? Just making that money in this male chauvinistic world we live in. It's the only way to get ahead. I get it.
Totally.
So, Tyvus, you went up to male chauvinistic world in Berea, Ohio. How was it up in Cleveland? Did you enjoy yourself up there?
I did. I had a good time. I haven't seen a lot of those people in quite some time because I don't really get to go to Cleveland as much as I used to. So it was nice to see those guys, you know, talk with them and all the reporters on the sideline and all that. And it was funny. So watching practice, you know, I walked away and I thought to myself, the starting defense is legit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like they are still really good. Now, the problem is there's no pads. So for a lot of the plays, the defensive line just goes straight through and it's like a sack 98% of the time.
Okay. Well, that's not good.
Right, but there's no pads. So it's like offensive linemen can't grab the inside of the guy's pads and all those stuff. So like I can't really tell. Okay. I can't tell all if right. our, all right. our what we focused on this offseason was fixing the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you if those guys are good or not because I'll need to see them with pads.
Gotcha.
Because if we're going off of what I just seen, then this is the greatest defense since the Bears in the 80s.
Okay.
And our offense is going to be the 32nd ranked offense. That's what you're telling me. So I'm going to hold my judgment on the trench play for now. What I've learned is that our two defense, so as a secondary, our two secondary and our third secondary, there's a big drop off. You could tell that it's a difference. There's a lot of guys that haven't played a lot of ball in this league, and it shows because it's just little things. Like, for example, I was sitting there and I'm talking to Zach. I'm talking with Zach Jackson, and I'm sitting there looking at the play, and I said, oh, they about to do this. And sure enough, boom, they do this. And I say to myself, how doesn't this corner know that this is about to happen? I ain't played in the league in 6 years, and I can tell you that this is about to happen. He should know that. So it's just young. And then it was some cover two stuff that they did that the guy kind of got hung up on the reroute and let this running back go to the flats. And I'm like, see, his eyes is in the wrong place.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I should go out there and coach it. I should go out there and coach it. That was the thought. Like, who's teaching these? Y'all ain't teaching them right.
So is it possible that perhaps Jim Schwartz walking away from this defense might mean there could be some fall off from that not happening?
Sure, but that's not with the ones. Not with the ones. These was the twos and the threes that this was with. So that was the issue with that. And then we learned, like,
thank God injuries never happen in a secondary.
I know. I was talking to Nathan about that. I said, Nathan, like, what is going on? Nathan's a girl. Like, this is like 3 years in a row that we don't have backups. Like, what is going on?
And what did he say?
He's like, we trying to cut costs, I guess, in certain spots.
That's going around.
We're trying to cut costs in certain
spots. That's going around of Ohio sports.
I'm like,
basically.
that's not good. So anyways, we learned that the quarterbacks rotate, the ones and the twos, like the Deshaun run with the ones and then Shador run with the twos. And the next day they flip it. So when I watched it, I said, well, heck, whoever's going up against the twos is probably going to have a better day because.
Yeah, the twos are not as good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And whoever going up against the ones probably going to struggle because the one defense is that good. Well, yet that day that we were there Saturday, Shador was going up against the ones. Deshaun was going up against the twos. Deshaun threw two picks. It says three, but one of them wasn't his fault. The one, he threw it to the tight end. The tight end caught it, but Emmanuel McNeil Warren, the safety that they got in the second round, punched the ball out, and it like flew up in the air, and the dude caught it, and they took it to the house. So they counted it as a good pick. Yeah, they counted it as a pick, but it really wasn't a pick. But the other two interceptions that he threw was horrific. The one in the red zone, I don't know if he was trying to no look. I was standing right
there. I saw that video.
And I looked at him. He threw it, and I looked at him like, what are you doing?
I saw that video, right? And I thought, that looked like he tried to do a no-look pass.
Yeah, and then the one to end practice, he overthrew the guy. He overthrew, the Tylan Wallace guy. He, like, sailed the pass. Safety caught it, ended practice. But before that, Shador had threw a pick in that series, too. He underthrew Jerry Jeudy on the ball. DB went up and made a great play on that one. So it was good to see them have that progression. Obviously, to me, you know, it's not a lot of consistency. I think that's the thing I walked away with at the quarterback position. Dylan Gabriel was dialing it up in the red zone, though.
I
was sitting there. I was like, fight back, Dylan.
I had my ears were to the streets, and the streets fight were saying back, that DJ. Dylan Gabriel had some really good practices last week.
You gotta remember, he's with the three. So that plays a part into this. But sure. I was like, okay, you know, he was dialing up in the red zone. He had Danny. As soon as we compliment him, boom, he threw a pick six. And I said, This is unbelievable. So yeah, right.
Did Shador look good against the ones?
He had some good moments. He had some really good moments. He had a pick in practice. He would have had two. Grant Delpit dropped one, so he technically would have had two, but he only had one. Had like a play or two where he was late on the throw, but he still completed it. But it was overall, it was a solid day. Like I say, to me, I didn't walk away saying like, you know what, Shador Sanders is definitely the starter or Deshaun Watson is definitely the starter. I didn't look at it like that. I think it's room for both of those guys to continue to get better. I see why this is taking so long for them to name it. And I had the wrong theory. I said that in order for Deshaun to be the starter, I think that he has to be head and shoulders better than Shador. I think that's wrong. I think that if it's even, they're going with Deshaun.
Jeez.
Why? Because it's
because they're stupid.
No, because
that's the answer.
Because in the business, money always plays a factor. He's still getting that money.
The money's already.
I understand what you're saying.
Sunk cost fallacy.
But I still think that it will play a factor.
Okay.
I think Shador got to be head and shoulders better. And if you asking me who won the day, I would say Shador probably had the better day. But.
Okay.
I can see why they're still kind of close.
Interesting. Well, we'll have to obviously keep an eye on all that. I don't know why, because it probably doesn't matter, because both, I don't know if it's going to fix anything with this team, but whatever. Thank you for that report, Tyvus. I'm glad you actually saw it with your own eyes instead of me going off of videos from practice from God knows what angle.
You don't trust the Browns quarterback tracker from ESPN Cleveland?
I talked to Chops
about that, and I'm not paying attention to that no more.
No,
understanding on it, I'm cool.
BS. You're going to hear a new broadcast pairing on NFL games. You'll find out why next. It's coming up. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. Still watching delays on 70 westbound past the 70-270 interchange on the east side. We've got the left lane blocked off going westbound as you near James Road over there. Also up to the north, 23 southbound is shut down right in Marion at State Route 95. Again, 23 southbound at State Route 95. I'm 10 TV's Amy Steckerwald with your Fan
4. Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. The Cleveland Guardians avoided getting swept at home this weekend when they defeated the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-0 yesterday. Gavin Williams struck out 10 batters and gave up just one hit in 5 2/3 innings of work. The Guards will stay at home and host the Mets for a three-game series starting tomorrow night at 6:40. Down 71 South in Cincinnati, the Reds took 3 of 4 from the Pittsburgh Pirates with a 10-2 win yesterday. Chase Burns won his 12th straight decision, improving to 13-1 this season. The Redlegs will host the Athletics tomorrow night at 6:40 over on the Fan 2. And finally, late Saturday night, there was a big trade in the MLB as pitcher Tarik Skubal was traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers. This update is sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property, call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty and get a cash offer today. 614-472-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
One of these men was prom king. The other is Tyvus. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Dylan, we have a voicemail line. It is 614-460-8010. 614-460-8010. We got a couple voicemails over the weekend that we wanted to play, but you have the one, I think there was one, someone was mad about us talking about the Browns so much, right?
Correct.
All right, yeah, let's hear that one.
Hey, guys, this is Brandon. I live out in Heath. I'm just calling and driving around doing some deliveries this morning, and I'm wondering why we never get any Bengals radio on the weekends. The Browns have been to one playoff, which is as many Super Bowls as the Bengals have. Yet, as a Bengals fan, all I get to hear about is the 5-10 or 5-12, 4-13 Browns all the time, while the Bengals get 2 seconds of air during the week and no time on the weekends. Really would love to hear more about the Bengals, the winning team in Ohio, and not the the team up north. I'd love to hear some more about the Bengals, the team that wins. Anyways, I love you guys. First time caller. And yeah, hopefully I can hear your thoughts on this. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for the call, man. And I think it's a fair question from Bengals fans because, yeah, there's an inordinate amount of time spent on the Browns in our media here on the Fan compared to the Bengals. Now, there's a couple things. I don't know when he was listening on the weekends, but if he heard like Browns specific radio, like some of the programming we have over the weekend that is like the show Bo does, and it's Cleveland Browns Daily, that type of stuff.
Actually, during some stupid best of show.
Oh, it was during our show. Well, I'm sure talking about the Browns on our best of that airs from 8 to 9. But here's the thing. Like, that some of the programming you hear is because, like, we are the radio affiliate of the Browns. That's why some of those shows are on. But if you're just talking about general conversation, we go where the interest is. And there is interest in the Bengals. But in their offseason, we've talked about, like, they made additions to their defense. They've done this before.
Did you see that?
They've done all this stuff to make their defense better.
What they addition has been doing in practice?
Dexter Lawrence.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, I know.
Ooh, hey,
oh, I know.
Hey, he is exactly what I said he was going to be. That boy, whoever going up against him on the rep, boy, his hands is unbelievable. He be throwing them to the side, swivel. It's crazy. I done watched like 4 clips from Dexter Lawrence this year in this camp where the offensive line stand no chance.
No, and the reality is, trust me, I think Bengals fans should be very excited about this year. However, I feel like in part the discussion around the Bengals, and I can't speak for other shows, I can only speak for ours. The Bengals talk for me is kind of like, well, when we get to December, That's their test. Their test is not, they going to be a good playoff caliber team?
No, their test is...
No, I'm saying like in December, are they a playoff caliber team? Are they competing to get to the playoffs? And then once that happens, are they going to get over the hump and win a Super Bowl? But now...
It depends on how they start the season. They keep losing the games to start the season.
And when that happens, we'll see. But that's not the only reason. That's not why they've been bad the last few years, because they dug themselves a hole. It's because they haven't had a defense when their offense is healthy. And when Joe Burrow isn't on the sidelines because he's injured, they've not been able to have a defense that allows them to stay in games. So if that changes, but the only way we're going to know that is when they actually play the games. The Browns, meanwhile, are a dumpster fire. They continue to be a dumpster fire. But if I'm driving down the road and I see a nicely manicured lawn on one side that's just like basic average American home, and I see a dumpster fire on the other side, I'm going to look at the dumpster fire. So that's why we get more talk about the dumb quarterback battle that probably doesn't even matter. Because ultimately, yes, don't worry, by October, November, Browns are going to be probably largely irrelevant, and the Bengals will largely be the ones that we're talking about. But the offseason, this is when the Browns come to shine. Draft time, that's when the Browns, that's their Super Bowl.
It will be interesting to see Dexter Lawrence with the pads on, which I'm probably sure they're going to start probably this week too.
Did you see him? Because he goes around to the different stations. I saw him working with the DBs. They were doing their
warm-up. Dexter Lawrence be doing this?
Yeah, he was doing their warm-up drills where they do the quick cows and the little like foot shuffles, and he was sitting there doing it all with them, and they're all laughing at him because he's obviously, but he like for being as big as he is, like he can move. But they were talking about how he's been doing this with every position group, and he goes around and like he is being like the alpha dog in the room and basically saying like, yes, I play over here on defense, but I'm just huddled over in my little corner and I don't talk to anybody. Like he's been, I guess, ingratiating himself to the rest of the team. So
he's probably being, you know, making light of it, you know, making you people enjoy being out there.
But yeah, but a lot of the reporters are pointing out how like that's what you want from a guy of his caliber who's that good. He's not just like, I know I'm better than everybody. He's out there making friends, keeping the camaraderie going in the locker room. So That does seem like a good sign for the Bengals, for sure.
I wanted to just say thanks, Brandon, for the call. We love you, but what the hell are you talking about, man?
What do you mean?
Last three seasons, 9-8, fourth in the AFC North. 9-8, third in the AFC North. 6-11, third in the AFC North. The winning team in Ohio? No, one doesn't exist. Just two loser franchises.
The winning team in Ohio is Ohio State.
Yes.
Like, that's what that is right there. I mean, but I get his point of, if you're going to talk pro football, the Bengals have way more of a shot of getting close again. And I am generally high on the Bengals this year as far as their chances. I just feel like getting into a discussion about, like, well, if all this defense, if they do everything they've been meaning to on defense, yeah, like, we know. But there's no way for that to prove until in the season. The Browns literally don't know who their quarterback's going to be right now. If the Bengals had a quarterback situation like that, we'd probably talk more about it. If we had some more of those type of position battles, we probably would talk a little bit more about that. But
The Browns lose, but they lose with style. Okay? That's why I like talking about
that. They don't lose
them.
With style. They lose in ways that seem impossible. They lose in ways that make no sense. They do things. Look here. This is part of the reason why we talk about the Browns so much, in part, right? Here's Deshaun Watson after practice, or before practice, whenever the reporters got to talk to him over the weekend. And they were asking him about, again, this narrative of, but do you like it here in Cleveland? Were the fans too mean to you? Here's what Deshaun Watson had to say.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think, you know, when I first got here, it was a lot of stuff going on, as the world know. But I don't have no bad feeling towards Cleveland. I love Cleveland. Me and my wife, we got our house on the east side, so we're here all the time. We were here this summer. If you ask around, I'm at pretty much all the restaurants. I'm hanging out. So I haven't had a bad experience outside of, you know, just different times in the stadium. But again, I don't know why that narrative is out there that people think that I don't like Cleveland and my family. We've been enjoying it. We've been enjoying our time here. And yeah, that if the opportunity shows up, and we'll see where it goes.
Tyvus, explain to me why there would be, because I don't understand. They gave this man $230 million. They essentially tanked the franchise for 5 years for this man. Now he's almost done with this contract. They're almost done with him. And he's like, you know, I got to tell you, I don't hate Cleveland. Like, why would you? They gave you the most money anyone's ever got at the quarterback position at the time. And they keep paying you. What are you talking about? I would think you wouldn't hate Cleveland. Who cares if they booed you? For $230 million, you can boo me all you want. Like, I just don't get it.
I think it's smart and strategically played by him. Even if he hates Cleveland inside, you would never say that. You want to keep all 32 teams' options open.
Who cares if he likes Cleveland or not? I'm saying, if he came out tomorrow and was like, I hate it here, who cares? You should never work in that town again. You're done. Now, like, this team,
the only people that's going to employ you. Yes, you are.
No, but the Browns, I'm not talking about him. Yes, I'm saying he's saying all the right things, but like, what is the reason that he should be mad at Cleveland? I don't understand the other side of that. What has he done to ingratiate himself to Cleveland? Nothing.
Why should he be mad at Cleveland?
I'm saying, what
they
has
cheered when he got hurt? That's probably
why did that happen? Because he was good? No, they cheered him because he sucked. Correct. So he came here, got the most money ever for a quarterback guaranteed, sucked terribly. By the way, has a ton of off-field issues that apparently we're not allowed to bring up, according to him. Like, well, there was some stuff. I don't know if we can talk about it. I know you've been to the restaurants. I know you haven't been to the massage parlors. Not allowed. I'm just saying, like, the idea that, oh, well, I like Cleveland, actually. Yeah, you should. They gave you $230 million for you to largely suck and be hurt. I don't know what that even is. Like, it's like me saying, if my parents gave me the like biggest birthday present ever, like, you know what? I don't hate Rod and Wanda. I actually love them. They gave me a bike. Yes, that's, what are we talking about? So stupid. By the way, Tony Romo, indefinitely suspended by CBS for the drunkie.
J.J. Watt, number one.
J.J. Watt's going to be on there with Jim Nance. That'll be a crew right there. I'm excited. Tony Romo?
He should never give it back.
Well, and here's what you need to know. If they thought Tony Romo was good, he'd be on the air. They don't think he's good at this, and they're going to use this to see if they can get out of one of the worst broadcasting contracts that's ever been signed. Because after about 2 years, they realized this guy doesn't have anything other than predicting plays. And when that went away, now he doesn't have much of a fastball. So, yeah, I hate to say it, but if he were, like, beloved as a broadcaster, I definitely think they would find room for him. And they would say, well, this was bad, but he's going to go through some therapy, and then he'll be back. And they let him do it. It's because they don't think he's any good that they're trying to see if they can get out of this. I have some audio that'll make you hate baseball and or possibly America. Coming up next, Debo Nativas on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. We are tracking delays on 70 westbound in from Reynoldsburg this morning. The left lane blocked off going westbound on I-70, just past that 70-270 split on the east side. And then up in Marion, still tracking all lanes shut down on 23 southbound, right at State Route 95. I'm 10 TV's Amy Steigerwald with your Fan
for Ohio.
Common Man and Timmy are putting together a hangout at the radio station for a small amount of listeners. Pizza will be involved. Ping pong, too. Lots of inappropriate conversation. And don't forget, pin the tail on Teddy. Tell Man and Timmy why you're the perfect guest by emailing goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by Paisano Peppers.
The event takes place Thursday, August 13th, and all email submissions must be in by August 10th. Enter today. Fan weather
from the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Hey there, happy Monday. Starting off with some clouds out there for the beginning of your day, but eventually this afternoon, those will clear out, leaving you with lots of sunshine for the remainder of the day. Highs right around 82 degrees, but come overnight tonight, lows in the 60s. It's going to feel quite nice tomorrow morning with lower humidity to start off your Tuesday morning. Highs tomorrow, lots of sunshine, right around 86 degrees. I'm your 10 Weather Impact Meteorologist, Lily Aldridge, with 97.1 The Fan.
Catch the latest from the world of Ohio State athletics. Weeknights at 6 on The Buckeye Show. New special guests in everything Scarlet and Gray, The Fan. Tybus is drinking a protein shake for breakfast. T-Bone is eating a protein donut. Minus the protein. And it's more than one donut. You're listening to T-Bone and Tybus.
All right, you're probably in that mode where you're trying to lose weight. You get online and you see these ads talking about you're going to lose a bunch of weight real quick. And cheap GLP-1 medications, subscribe to people that you don't know. But what they don't, what you don't realize is that some of these programs offer very little medical oversight, limited provider interaction, and almost no ongoing support. That's why I like Tri-State Men's Health. They are offering telehealth and medical weight loss programs led by a licensed provider who actually gets to know your health history, your goals, and whether treatments is appropriate for you. Plus, they have medical solutions that can potentially take you even further towards your body composition goals. And there is no cost for your initial consultation. Don't settle with your health. Call Tri-State Men's Health today at 800-900-9654 or visit tristatemenshealth.com.
Well, trade deadline is today in Major League Baseball. It is at 6 p.m. We obviously saw the big move over the weekend. The Tigers traded Tarek Skubal to the Dodgers for
a couple of picks
who were ranked top 10 in the Dodger system, but none of them were like top three or top four guys. A lot of people feel like there wasn't much to give up to get one of the best arms in the game, and now you've added him to the best rotation in Major League Baseball. To the best lineup in Major League Baseball. So, yeah, if you're a big picture person, it does feel kind of like you're watching Major League Baseball. Just enjoy the games as a one-off enjoyable thing, because it does feel like it's inevitable the Dodgers are going to go three in a row and then we're going to have a work stoppage. That feels like what the next 12 months hold for baseball fans.
You say that, but the Dodgers also got swept this weekend by the Red Sox.
That doesn't matter. None of that.
It just is, you know. They might not be as inevitable as you think.
To quote my guy Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force, just read the card. None of this matters. None of this matters. It's like, it's fine. They're going to get to the playoffs.
All I'm pointing out is that the Red Sox swept them. That's all.
Okay. I want to know if you're sitting there as a Dodgers, like, who do you shut down in their playoff rotation? Like, who's the guy you don't give the ball to? You got Yamamoto there. You got Blake Snell. You got Tyler Glasnow and Shohei Ohtani. And now Tarek Skubal. Like, you only need three of those guys basically to win a playoff series. That's insane.
I'm going, who do you shut down?
I'm saying, who do you say, I don't need you? You go run out to the bullpen and we'll bring you in when we need a little help here or there.
Shohei Ohtani, which is scary.
Crazy. Crazy talk. Right? That's my point. So doesn't it feel like the best lineup in baseball, the best pitching staff?
Tyler Glasnow been balling this year?
I don't know.
I feel like he's been up and down a couple of times past couple of years.
They have had some injuries to it, but...
Like I said, you only need three.
Throw Glasnow pitching, just hit.
Throw both those guys in the bullpen. You still got four guys you got to decide between. I'm just saying, like, it's insane.
I think this trade is good for baseball.
Why?
Because no one would have been talking about the MLB if this trade would have happened. What other huge moves were going down at the deadline that had people buzzing about Major League Baseball?
Francisco Lindor being traded back to the Guardians.
Yeah,
that's what needs to happen.
Okay, that's traded Freddy Peralta to the Rays.
that
gets it done.
These are things that didn't happen in our reality. Okay. So,
Freddy Peralta, didn't that happen?
Not the Lindor thing.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think we got people talking about baseball. I think sports needs a villain. You know, I hate parody. Let's get rid of that. I just want this super team that people could either root for or hate on. There's no neutral feelings about the Dodgers.
Yeah, but I feel like sports needs a villain that is actually capable of being wounded or defeated.
Avengers beat Thanos, okay? That's what's going on here.
It was one guy versus the entire universe.
Yeah.
Okay.
The universe is the rest of Major League Baseball.
You can't take an all-star team of Major League Baseball players and then play them against the Dodgers. That's what it feels like the Avengers did. We're not doing that. You have to bring your own team. And as much as I like the Guardians of the Galaxy, I don't think they by themselves beat Thanos. They needed Iron Man and everybody else to make that happen.
So, by the way, speaking of Marvel movies, you don't need to go to the movies to see Spider-Man. I watched the whole thing on Twitter.
What?
Yep.
Why?
They leaked it on Twitter.
No, it's leaked in multiple places on Twitter. I was watching it on one stream, Spider-Man, and they shut it down.
Brand new day.
And then I just went to a different one and finished it on there.
Can I ask?
Look, Tyvus already found it. That. It's been 10 seconds.
Hold on, wait a minute, because it might not work. Nah, it worked. 2 hours and 16 minutes. Man. And it looked good.
Okay.
Ooh.
Can I ask a question? I mean, did you watch it on a computer screen, Dylan, or on your phone?
I AirPlayed it from my tablet to my TV.
Okay. Yes. Was it any good quality? Like, this, was the sound
was
good?
Yeah, it was good. It was a movie.
They ruin movie theaters.
I hate the movie theaters.
I don't understand you people. I had the same thing with Common Man, where it's like, you go there, the sound is way better, the screen is bigger than anything you've ever seen, you get popcorn, you get the, I like the experience of going to a theater. I'm not saying I go all the time, but when I can, I enjoy seeing I want to go see the new, I still haven't seen The Odyssey. That whole thing. I haven't seen that. But I want to go see that in a theater.
Where the water spray and all that. You're doing it wrong.
What do they call that? 4D?
I forget
4DX
what it's called.
4DX or something like that, where the seats move.
Their seats all moving like you're on a roller coaster.
Man, back in the day, this is before your guys' time, but when I was a kid, we used to go to Kings Island, Days of Thunder. You remember that movie, the NASCAR movie?
Yep.
Tom Cruise? Well, they had a Days of Thunder ride there that was that, where the seats moved, and you sat in them, and then they were like, all right. And they had scenes from the movie, and then they had
the water out.
But when the car went into the corner, your seat turned. And then when someone bumped you, it shook you like crazy. It was fun. I did that thing every time I went to Kings Island, and then they took it out. And I think they put other things in there for a while, and then they just got rid of it. But yeah, I loved going to see Days of Thunder in that, the Days of Thunder ride. That was one of my favorite
things. I'm just sitting here, Kurt, just casually watching the new Spider-Man.
We lost time to spend the rest of the show.
Look at this. How long is the movie? An hour and a half?
Two hours and 16 minutes.
All right, great. Wow.
I'm 2 minutes and 45 seconds in.
You could just sit there during Bishop and Friends and finish the show. I'm sure they won't mind.
Just sit and be like, don't worry. Watching this Spider-Man.
Cut the mic off.
Okay, so I said we got some audio that may make you hate America and or baseball. I'm not sure. So this sucks that this happened, but it did happen. The Women's Pro Baseball League started up on Saturday, Springfield, Illinois, inaugural game between, I believe, New York and L.A. Let them live. I don't remember the team names. That's not really the point of this. They brought out longtime singer Martha Reeves, who is 85 years old. Okay, just a reminder, she was part of Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. If you don't know who that is, you may recognize this song. All right, so if you've heard that, you could say, yeah, that she's clearly, this song came out in the 60s. So she's had a long career. She's now 85 years old. I'm going to play her entire national anthem performance for you. And I'm going to apologize in advance for this. There are a couple other singers with her. I don't think they are the Vandellas, but she does kind of at some point abandon the other singers and just do her own thing.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud folly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. The bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was
still there.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land.
I just went on. That was bad. That was worse than the Carl. Carl Lewis could not get through the anthem, but he at least acknowledged it was bad. That she thought she was nailing that. Now I want to announce something.
Oh, I got to see the visual of it. She.
Oh, there's video of it. Yeah, I tweeted out at Bone and Tyvus 971
the whole time.
I tweeted out at Bone and Tyvus 971. You can see her. You can see the backup singers who she kind of just is like, whatever, get out of here. But I have to announce that after hearing that, please respect my decision. After talking with my family and coaches, I've decided to hit the portal. Going to go to the Soviet Union, which doesn't exist, but I'm over there now. Sorry. They were right. We were wrong. I don't know what we were doing. That was bad. Never again. If you took a knee during that, you still can play. They're not going to ban you like Colin Kaepernick. They're going to let you play anyway, because that's how bad that was. Anyway, shout out to Martha Reeves. Someone should have stepped in for her behalf, right? And said, no.
They left. If Fergie could get through it, you got to let her get through it. Let him get through it.
Was that the one where she tried to do like the Marilyn Monroe?
She said her own spin to it. Draymond was sitting there like.
Bad. Someone should have stepped in and said, we're not going to let this woman go out there and sing that. I don't think they even listened. I don't think they even listened to her one time before she got out there.
I know you can be close to 85 and be president in this country, but they need to put a cap on an age.
Yeah,
I think you could be before certain jobs. And then you got to stop.
You know what? We wouldn't let you play quarterback if you're 85. I don't think we should let you sing either when you're 85. It's bad. It's a bad deal.
She should have been singing the national anthem this millennium.
Well, I don't know what she was like 26 years ago, but maybe in 2000 she could have still. I mean, again, she had a voice. It has left her. Jimmy Haslam set some fantastic expectations for those Cleveland Browns. You will hear those expectations in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. Still tracking heavy delays on the east side, 70 westbound. We've got a crash just as you're passing that 7270 interchange on the east side, the left lane blocked off. Expect to be slow moving coming in from Reynoldsburg on 70 westbound. And then up to the north, still tracking all lanes of 23 southbound shut down right near State Route 95. Expect to run into that up in Marion. I'm 10 TV's Amy Steigerwald with your Fan
44. T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. All of the hair on their heads is slowly migrating to the lower part of their faces and tracking. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
We do have some voicemails coming up that we will play. 614-460-8010 is the number. If you want to leave us a voicemail, you keep that number handy because we will have it for you. Also, we have stuff to give away. We have Zach Brown Band tickets that we are giving away. Zach Brown Band going to be at Nationwide on Friday, August 14th. Good date. That is Tim Tebow's birthday. But we have a couple tickets to give away to you coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. So be listening to win. Did you hear Jimmy Haslam's comments up in Berea? Did you hear him say this?
No, because this was Saturday.
I believe so.
The availability was at noon. I said, I could care less.
Yeah. Went up to practice.
Yeah, I'm not.
But you didn't do that. I don't blame you.
It was like, yeah, you get here at 12. You can listen to all the players. And cuss. Yeah. care less. What do you think? I want to hear that coach's talk. No, get me to practice.
I mean, you're already on the sideline with a media badge, so you might as well have just stayed for the.
What am I gonna do that for?
For the player availability.
What am I gonna do that for?
I did. I do have.
First of all, that would have mean that I would have had to come up there earlier because practice started at 1:15. They was available at noon. I think I'm gonna sit around for an hour, 15 minutes.
No, that's late for you. You wake up early every day.
I know.
But even on the weekends.
Yeah. 6 o'clock on the weekends.
But you're not going to get up there that early because why? What's the point? Yeah. You're just there to watch ball. That's you're not right. there to listen to people talk.
Yeah, I don't care about what they say. It was nice. That was nice talking to Denzel and Big Thanos, DeJuan, and Quinshon. I talked to all three of them. I told Denzel to borrow some money. He said, whatever you need. I got you. Whatever you need. That's my dog.
He does, in fact, have barbecue back there. And he's willing to share, apparently, Thomas. There you go. This is the owner of the Browns, Jimmy Haslam. I think he was up there with J.W. Marriott, whatever his nickname is, his son. He's his failed son, half son. What is he, the son-in-law? Yeah, there you go.
Son-in-law, I believe. There you go.
Jimmy Haslam on what success looks like this season for the Browns.
I'll say this, and we never do this, but I think the odds are for us to win 5.5 games. I'll take the over.
All right, hang the banner.
We never do that.
Over 5.5 wins.
I want to know if he's placing money on his own team. That's what I want to know.
Oh, please. Let me know that there's a gambling scandal involving the owner of the Browns. Please, God, I need that so bad.
Hold on. Hold on, because I got a couple checks that I need.
This isn't breaking news. Tyvus has been telling us this. Everyone should go to their virtual betting window right now. Tyvus and Jimmy Haslam say take the over on the Browns this year.
Yeah, man, but like Jimmy Haslam walking in to a press conference to go, I got to tell you right now. We're going to win more than 5.5 games. I'll tell you that right now. It's like, okay, so 6, then he can come back in January and be like,
realistically.
Yes, you were 6-11 then is what that would mean, and that is terrible.
Go ahead, Tyvus, pull up the schedule.
No, I'm not even about to do that. There's no point in doing that because the thing about the NFL is no matter how terrible you think a team is, the game is going to be close, and they're going to have a chance to win that game. Now, who knows? But it can go either way all the time.
We don't have to entertain whether or not they will be the over or the under on 5.5. The whole point is that the guy who signs the checks, whose name is the team, like Jimmy Haslam is the owner of the team, should not be sitting there going, I'll tell you right now, those of you who doubt us, you mock us, you think we're nothing. We're winning more than 5.5 games. Like you just engaged in loser talk and I can't let that slide. Like you should be coming out here telling us why you think. Now, I again think he would probably be delusional if he thinks his team's winning 12 games or something like that. But just don't say anything about the over under. Just if nothing else, exude quiet confidence. Now, I'll tell you what, I think we're going to win more than 5.5 games. Great. What does that mean if you win 7? It means nothing. It means you're a mediocre to bad team. You should be wanting to lose. You win fewer than 5.5 games. It probably means you're going to get closer to your boy, Arch Manning, who he wants to draft. That's the whole point. They also asked him, by the way, this is insane. I don't have the audio of this question. I don't think. Maybe I can check and see if it's in there. They asked him, are you preparing to get the quarterback before the stadium opens? The new stadium, Tyvus. You know the one?
I know which one.
I'm saying they asked him.
The beautiful one with the glass that I'm going to enjoy going to? Right. Yeah, what about it?
They asked him, do you think you'll have your quarterback in place by then? And he goes, well, hey, hold on a second. We still have guys here. Let's not get too ahead of ourselves. Like, why is that even a discussion point? Shouldn't the goal be to have a quarterback now? How many years do we have to wait as Browns fans before we expect to have the starting quarterback of this team? How many more years, Tyvus?
Well, I mean, if the quarterback... If Shedeur Sanders or Dylan or those two, let's just stop right there. If those two don't pan out this year and they draft a quarterback and they're high enough to draft a quarterback, you would assume that that would be the guy.
I know.
But I also believe that the Browns put themselves in a position where even if they don't draft the guy, like they're going to either try to sign one or trade for one, I believe.
They asked Todd Monken about this whole situation. Here's what he had to say.
I like being stroked.
Thank you, Todd. such a dumb franchise. Why do we waste time on them? Honestly, I agree with the caller who said that earlier.
More Cincinnati
Why do we waste time on them? Yeah, honestly, we do, because it's a stupid franchise. I just, I can't help but get sucked into the stupidity up in Berea. Every time I listen to it, I can't believe that I hear an owner of a team go out there and say, I'll tell you what, right now, you think we're losers? I'll prove you wrong. We're going to win more than 5.5 games. Yeah! I want to run through a brick wall. That's great. The moron. Do you have any other voicemails you wanted to play, Dylan?
Yes.
Let me hear one of them.
Okay.
Good morning, go to hell. This is Dustin from Fairborn. Did you love Common Man and T-Bone? What if Common Man and T-Bone had a baby and then peed on it? T-Bone and Tyvus with producer Dylan.
You know what? Turn that into a liner. Turn that into that's a rejoin for us right here. I want that.
He peed on me.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. That's right.
Yes. Thank you for the compliment.
If Common Man and T-Bone had a baby and then peed on it, that would be this show. Thank you. I'm glad.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, sure. That's you know what? I'll take it. At least he's listening.
He said, good morning, go to hell.
Yeah, he's a big show. I like it. My guy. Thank you. Shout out to him.
I wasn't expecting that. It caught me off guard.
Thank you for the call. Thank you for see, that's the beauty of the voicemail line. You can just have a random thought like that. When did he send that? When did he drop that voicemail? In like Saturday or Sunday, middle of the day? Just had that thought and dropped it off. Thank you. 614-460-8010. That's the voicemail line.
He left it at 5:45 a.m. this morning before he even came on.
Yeah. He didn't even know what we were going to say.
He's like, these guys suck, but whatever. I'll listen.
It's fine. I love it. Overachiever of the Week coming up next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. We are tracking a number of issues across your Central Ohio roadways. Tracking delays in from the east side on 70 westbound. There is a crash just past the 70-270 split on the east side this morning. Also, 270 southbound past Roberts Road. We've got a crash blocking the right lane heading southbound. And then up in Marion, still tracking all lanes of 23 southbound shut down at State Route 95. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your Fan.
Here at The Fan, we love summer as much as the next guy. Fun times at the pool, family vacations, all that crap. But as the dog days descend upon us, it only means one thing. Buckeye Football Fall Camp. Join us beginning August 6th.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Cosby Heating and Cooling and Bryant.
Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Tyvus says that in all his years being in football locker rooms, he never once looked at another man's junk. He cannot say the same thing about working at this radio station. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
I think Tyvus has something he wants to tell you about.
I do. I can't grab the paper. It was like stuck to the desk. Ohio State fans, your first look at the 2026 Buckeyes is here. Join us this Thursday through Saturday at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center for Ohio State's football training camp presented by Safe Flight and Bob's Discount Furniture. The fans' live training camp broadcast Thursday and Friday will be T-Bone and Tyvus, which is us, 6 to 9. Morning Juice will be out there, 6 to 8. And Bishops and Friends will be out there, 9 to noon. Want to go? Secure your spot today at OhioStateBuckeyes.com. Don't miss your chance to be part of Buckeye Nation's kickoff to 2026. Gates open at 8 with practice kicking off at 9 a.m.
I'll tell you what. I looking forward to getting out there. But I'm thinking about Ohio State football. And that, as you read that, it reminded me of something I forgot to bring up to you on Friday. Because I saw a name. There is a recruit in the 2028 class that has one of his choices. He hasn't made his decision yet. Obviously, he has time. But 2028 class, there is a defensive back who has Oregon and Ohio State as two of his top choices. He's been offered by lots of schools, right?
Oregon and Ohio State.
Yeah. Okay. This is from the On Three people.
Mm-hmm.
This is the quote. Both programs have strong football traditions, great coaching staffs, and outstanding academic opportunities. So this player, yet to be named, says that he is interested in both.
Okay.
The player's name is LeGarrette Blount Jr. I want to light myself on fire that we are now talking about LeGarrette Blount Jr. as a recruit.
Did LeGarrette
Blount... I am old. You're old if you hear that and go, oh no, yes. go get it checked. I get to the doctor and get all the stuff shoved up there to check the prostate and check your colon, check all of it. You're old.
Blunt,
you're
old. Is about to graduate high school.
Yeah, he said, apparently, what does that make him, like, going into his junior year? So two more years?
What is he, 16, 17, something like that?
I'm saying we're old. We're getting old. But LeGarrette Blount Jr., that's one where I'm like, damn, I am really old then. Because I thought.
I feel like his dad just.
I know.
Would he just like playing with the Patriots?
That's what I'm talking about. This is where I'm at now.
He was just at Oregon fighting people.
I mean, I understand. Like, yeah. Like, when we had like Sonny Styles and Lorenzo Styles Jr., like, I remember Lorenzo Styles playing, but that was still when I was a kid. So it makes sense that someone when I was a kid would have kids. What I'm saying is, like, I very much remember LeGarrette Blount as I was an older, like, I've become an adult and had grown and, like, done stuff. And then I remember LeGarrette Blount being in college. And now his son, this is. All right, play the thing because I don't want to feel any more old than I already am.
And now. It's time to highlight someone who's better than us in every single way. Meet our overachiever of the week.
Sponsored by Columbus Worthington Air. Your trusted experts in air conditioning and heating 7 days a week.
All right, I'll start my overachiever of the week. I know we brought her up before. Continue to bring her up because she's awesome. The Indiana Fever, Minnesota Lynx played. Lynx won 108-100. They may be the best team in the WNBA. They are rolling through the league right now. But on the losing side, former Buckeye Kelsey Mitchell continues to be the rock of that entire franchise. 37 points in a losing effort. She was 14-21, 6-8 from three-point land. 35 minutes, 37 points. Give her the rock. Who's that other girl? Caitlin something or other? Don't eat her. You got Kelsey Mitchell.
That's, never heard of
that's
her.
That's the one you got to worry about. Yo, that's she's the best. She's the one right there. That's good.
It's the best 1-2 punch in the league, they say.
Is that right?
That's what they say.
Well, if you watch the news, you think it was Caitlin Clark and Sophie Cunningham. You think those two are like the best players on the Fever, and that's certainly not the case. But go ahead, Titus.
I describe Sophie Cunningham as PJ Tucker.
Hey, like PJ she has Tucker. A massive shoe collection. Tucker known for having...
If you give it to her in that corner, she going to cash out.
Isn't PJ Tucker known for having like a ridiculous amount of shoes?
Yeah. He's a big-time shoe guy. My overachiever of the week goes to the team that's going to save the MLB this year. The Boston Red Sox, because shout-out to them for making what is right. Because they made the Dodgers look like a regular team. This super team, all of a sudden, everybody's up in arms, and this season's over, and the Boston Red Sox go right out there and sweep your beloved Dodgers. So take that. They look just like any other team. Bang. Shout-out to the Red Sox.
Beloved Dodgers. That's right. Yeah, the Dodgers have won two straight World Series. Why would they take a random series at the end of July, early August, as seriously as the Red Sox are? Yeah, you're right. They probably are broken and never going to be repaired. I hope that's true, but I don't think that's the case. Red Sox, by the way, 5 games back in the AL East. I think they're still
the number one wild card spot, second wild card spot.
Right.
There's about 10 in baseball now, so they're good. They're going to make the playoffs. Everyone makes the playoffs.
Yeah, your Yankees are ahead of them in the standings, so that's sure you're happy about that,
the
Dylan.
The Yankees, they do that.
Who's your overachiever of the week, Dylan?
Mine is Evelyn Franks from Middletown, Ohio. She's 103 years old, and she went skydiving over the weekend.
Really?
Yes, she's the oldest person to ever go skydiving in the state.
Did she go Rocky Mountain climbing and last 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu?
I don't think she lived out the Tim McGraw song.
That's too bad.
I don't think she did. Maybe she did. I don't know. But I want to go skydiving at 33 years old, let alone 103 years old.
Do they have weight limits on parachutes? Because, I mean, I'm sure they make one that would fit me. I'm just saying, like, I'd try skydiving if I knew that they were sure the parachute would work for my size. I wouldn't be totally opposed to it. But yeah, 103, you said?
Yep.
Did they say if she'd ever skydived before?
It seems like she didn't.
What's the right term there? Skydove?
I think so.
Skydove.
Quick Google search. It says the maximum limit for tandem skydiving parachute is typically 220 to 250.
Per person?
Yeah.
250?
Yes, total tandem.
Dang, yeah. So like 500 pounds. No. That's for tandem. Oh, so if it's tandem. Just one. Okay. I just have to. I guess they probably wouldn't let you go if you don't know what you're doing. We'd let you go by yourself. I mean, all it is like
you
pull
don't know
this
what
thing.
You're doing.
Pull the thing.
If I'm gonna go skydiving, I need somebody with me.
Did you ever see? I think it was Travis Pastrana that did this. Maybe other people have done it too, but X Games guy Travis Pastrana, motocross guy. He does like rally cars. He does all kinds of like, you know, crazy stuff, right? Okay. Travis Pastrana, I believe, was the guy who did this, where he jumped out of a plane with no parachute. And then the other people with him had parachutes on, and they were falling together, but he had nothing on.
They had
to grab him and then hold on to him while they pulled the chute.
Why?
Yeah, what's the point of
why?
That?
Why?
To do it. To show the like, oh, look how crazy I am. I'll jump out of a plane with no parachute and make it to the ground.
They should have not grabbed him. And that's what they should have did. Wow. Since you're going to be crazy, let's see how crazy you really are.
He didn't spring it on him at the last minute. And be like, guys, new assignment today. I'm not wearing a parachute. Like, they planned this. They practiced this. And then they did it, and he made it down okay. But I just think, imagine the trust you'd have to have. Hell, do you remember the guy who jumped out of the plane with no parachute and he landed on a net? Whoever she is?
They landed on a net?
Whoever she is. That's the... No? Nothing? All right, fine. I'm just saying. The net.
You play the drums.
Fine. Don't worry about it. It didn't land. It's fine. The guy landed. The guy landed on the net, not a net. But he jumped out of a plane. They had a giant net, no parachute, and then he just fell into a net. Like on the, and I keep saying it like that.
What are we trying to prove here?
That it can be done? I don't know. That people are crazy?
Yeah.
It was on, but here's the thing. That guy who jumped out of the plane to the net on the ground and nothing in between him and a splat other than that little, you know, piece of fabric, they put that on live TV. So like there was a chance that we were going to watch a guy just fall right to his death.
What happened to the couple that got proposed to they climbed the Eiffel Tower? No.
Empire State Building.
They got like a fine or arrested or something, but they're out of jail. No, they're not in jail. They do this is their thing. They go to like buildings, sneak up to the top, and then they climb on the little bit at the top and do their statements or whatever.
Yeah, they had a whole Netflix documentary before any of this stuff even went down.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Jeez. But I thought when I heard that story, I thought they did like what's this free solo guy? The guy that climbed the tower in Japan? You know what I'm talking about? Alex Honnold? The guy who's like, he climbed a whole building from the ground up with no net.
Is this on Netflix?
Yeah. Like, I thought that's what they did. It turned out they took an elevator all the way to the top and then snuck through like a door to get up to the very, very top roof. And then they climbed on the little, like, not little, but they climbed on the last 100 or 200 feet. They didn't climb that part.
Okay.
But they didn't climb like the whole building, which
I
thought.
There's been a lot of crazy stuff going on. Remember the people jumped off the Space Needle last week?
Oh, I saw. Yes. Just sitting there.
Hey, what is going on?
Imagine being there with your family and then just seeing that. I mean, they made it out okay because they had parachutes.
They had parachutes, but still, like, what's going on?
Yeah. Like, one of them was 103 years old. That was the craziest thing about it.
They probably lost from their Middletown, fantasy Ohio league.
It's the punishment.
The punishment.
I was thinking it, but I didn't want to say it. But Quentin said it in the YouTube chat. Jumping from a plane with no parachute is truly a Caucasian activity.
Hey, for sure. Whites are good.
We didn't even need to ask.
Oh, I know that.
We knew that.
The whites are crazy. That's what that is. That's insanity. I'll tell you that.
The true CW beast.
I don't know about all that. That's. The rich are getting richer in Major League Baseball. We'll talk about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. We are still tracking delays on the east side, 70 westbound. We have a crash just past the 70-270 split. Again, that's on the east side. Expect delays coming in from Reynoldsburg. 270 southbound, just past Hilliard. We've got a crash passing Roberts Road that has traffic slow moving. And then up to the north, 23 southbound. All lanes still closed at State Route 95 in Marion. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your fan.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. The Cleveland Guardians avoided getting swept at home this weekend when they defeated the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-0 yesterday. Gavin Williams struck out 10 batters and gave up just one hit in 5 2/3 innings of work. The Guards will stay at home and host the Mets for a three-game series starting tomorrow night. Down 71 South in Cincinnati, the Reds took 3 of 4 from the Pittsburgh Pirates with a 10-2 win yesterday. Chase Burns won his 12th straight decision, improving to 13-1 this season. The Redlegs will host the Athletics tomorrow night at 6:40 over on the Fan 2. And finally, late Saturday night, there was a big trade in the MLB as pitcher Tarik Skubal was sent to the Detroit Tigers to the Los Angeles Dodgers for prospects. This update is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Warmer weather, more time outside. Summer gives weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer.
Both of these men played sports in high school. Only one of them was good at it. You're listening to T-Bone and Titus.
So I'm sitting here on Twitter and I see Reflog tweeted out 7 years ago, Baker Mayfield went to the Guardians game and he, you know, shotgunned the beer and got the fans pumped up on the Jumbotron. And it made me think about the number 6. And it took me to Dylan Gabriel.
Oh. Saturday. Is he still with the team right now?
Yeah, he wears number 6. And okay. After he switched his number, he like put out on his Instagram story a picture of Baker Mayfield. And I laughed. I laughed at him. I said, that's funny.
Yeah. 6, 6, 6.
Mark of the Beast, that guy.
So I watched Dylan. I said, Dylan, all right, man. Dylan looked pretty good Saturday. I said, I was on the sideline, like, all right, Dylan, fight back, baby.
Tyvus.
Fight back.
That's not real.
Dylan's trying to fight back right now.
That's not real.
Now, we'll see what it looked like with pads and against if he go up against anybody other than the 3s and the 2s.
But he
had a good red zone day. He had a good red zone. Soon as I complimented him, because he threw like 2 touchdowns, soon as I said, oh, yeah, he doing his thing. Pick 6. I said, this man.
As Z-Dog in the chat pointed out earlier, Gabriel was going against the 3s and he spent 6 years in college, so he should dominate the 3s.
Yeah, right.
You would think.
Dylan Gabriel's nickname at this point in his career is Pyrite. Fool's Gold. Don't believe what you see. That's not real. You may think you found something, you found nothing.
My issue with him, I got to see it with the pads on. When I watched him last year, the thing that I didn't like about him the most is that he was just short.
He
couldn't see. It was a lot of times where things was open, but he couldn't see it because the line was in the way. So like I said, I need to see it with the pads on.
Who was the dude from WWE used to say that? He's 5'5" and you can't teach that.
Oh, yeah.
S-A-W-F-T.
Enzo Amore in Big Cass.
That's right. Except he said if he's 7 feet tall and you can't. He's not 7 feet tall.
Also in the YouTube chat, Meat Sweat said, I've been listening since 6:30 and no food talk. What's wrong with this show this
morning?
Oh, that's
a problem today.
I meant to tell you this.
Oh, yeah, you go first.
Let me tell you this. So I've been talking a lot about the Popeye's sweet and spicy wings.
Mm-hmm. You've actually been doing it to a point where I think something happened under the table and maybe you got a little
Popeye's deal.
I did not.
Just
making sure.
But I ended up, so we had the callers come on and they talked about it was good and they agreed with me. And then Dylan said he left his grocery cart in the store to go get it. So I went in, my wife had got me some Thursday or Friday, I can't remember. And they weren't hot when I got them.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they weren't hot.
Like lukewarm?
Yeah, they were still warm, but they weren't like hot like I like them.
Yeah.
So I ate them. And as I'm sitting there eating them, I'm thinking to myself, did I gas these up? Like, did I say much more about them than what they actually are? And as I sat there and I ate them, I realized I didn't hype them up enough.
Oh, wow.
They were so good that I dubbed back yesterday, Saturday night, and got them again. They are delicious.
Apparently, cheat days are happening everywhere this week, Dylan, I guess. I guess we got cheat days everywhere.
It's a weekend thing. My wife is in love with the butterfly shrimp.
Okay.
She said it's got her in the chokehold. When she said, I want some Popeyes because I want some more of these shrimps.
Well, you knew what you were ordering.
I said, don't even ask me my order. You go figure out what the kids want, but you know what I want.
I had some food on Friday. I actually went to Bears Bagels over in Hilliard.
How was it?
Good.
I saw your video.
So Fish, yeah, on Instagram, at Degenerate T-Bone, I did a little food review, but everything bagel, bacon, egg, and cheese with the salt, pepper, ketchup, just the way you get it. If you go to the bagel mecca that is New York, that's one of the staple foods. So I thought, let me try that first. And I actually talked to the person behind the counter. I said, do you do salt, pepper, ketchup, stuff like that? And they said, yeah. And they actually had on a sign, like, that's the bodega style, but you can get it with other, like, hot sauce on it. Or you can get it with, like, a truffle butter thing that they had. And
I'm a hot sauce guy.
You love it. It's good. If you like, and now again, when I went to New York the last time and I sent you a picture of the bagel I got, you were like, you can get the same thing at Panera.
Facts.
And I, no,
facts.
No, it's
no, no, it's not facts.
It's not facts.
I was born in New York and I worked at Panera. Trust in you. Trust in me. It's not the same at all.
Yeah, but Bears Bagels, I thought is the closest I've had around here. And Fish has said that too. Fish, our guy, our boss, he lives over there in Hilliard. He has a sticker on his laptop from Bears Bagels. So that's how much he loves it. So I thought, okay, this is clearly got to be pretty good. And then I went and tried it and he was right. They're great.
Since all three of us are foodies on the show,
yeah,
of us more than others.
Oh well, all three of us foodies and members of the media.
Yes, that's correct.
Accurate.
What's wrong with
true information?
That's not.
Friday, I went to the Ohio State Fair and I continued my annual tradition of getting the glazed donut bacon cheeseburger, and it slapped like it does every single time. If you're looking for it, it's right there by the Celeste Center. There's a big sign with a picture of a glazed donut burger. You won't miss it.
Did you not get a funnel cake?
No, I got that. If I would have got that and a funnel cake, I would have had a heart attack. I can't be doing all that,
right,
Divas?
You know what daddy is? Loser talk. That's what daddy is.
I've lost my life.
That's the way to go, Dylan. Honestly, if you're going to go, just go that way. Just go at the fair eating nothing but fair food. But have you ever, why am I asking? Divas, you've never had a donut burger, have you? Clearly not.
What I look like?
That's right. I know. I should have known.
Divas.
You have to try it.
I'm not trying that. Ridiculous.
Listen to me. The reason why the sweet and spicy wings are good at Popeyes is good because you have the contrast of sweet and spicy. With the glazed donut bacon cheeseburger, you have the contrast
of
sweet
spicy
and
like
savory.
That.
Boom.
Yeah, it's
that's
savory.
What makes food good.
I'm cool.
Sweet and savory. Yes. Cool. Yes. This is how bad it is for me.
That make my heart hurt just hearing
But eating 25 wings from Popeyes in the span of 24 hours doesn't make your heart hurt.
You know that I need to monitor what I eat because I told you. Like,
you've been doing a terrible job.
What I say I was.
Well, he's monitoring it. He's writing it all down as it goes in his mouth. He's on the seafood diet. Yeah, I got it. See
I'm
the
a
food
pre-diabetic.
Yeah.
I'm a pre-diabetic, so I got to watch.
You got to be careful.
I got to watch what I eat, you know? So I can't be doing that. That's a risk that's not worth it to me.
Okay, fine. I'm just saying, you know.
The Popeye's wings, I go ahead just fully.
There's no sugar in the sauce there. They don't do anything like that. It just got sweet naturally on its own somehow.
It's
I don't
worth
know how it,
it it's
got
worth the
that
risk.
Way. Dude, we're going to New York next week, me and the fam, and I have been researching tirelessly, like, what places to go. Because we only are there for a few days. So I don't want to miss on any food stop. I want to make sure I hit the best places to go for food.
In New York.
Oh yeah, because there's a
you
billion.
Just went.
Yeah, but I was there with Fish, and we had to go where like we were there for work.
You're not going to none of those places.
No, I already did that. Okay. Now I'm going to other places.
Okay.
We're staying different part of the city. We're going to different places.
Some type of pizza while you're there.
No, I'm going to go to New York and say pizza's overrated and it all tastes similar.
That's what I'm telling you.
Just like you.
I love you.
Not doing that, of course. I'm going to get a slice every time I walk by a place. I'm going to be like, yes, I will take a slice.
You should get a street dog every time you see one.
That's the real challenge. I know. I need to do that. There's a grocery store I found that has like a hot bar and it's all like Central Asian food, like Uzbekistan. And then, so I'm checking out like the grocery stores on the list to go in there and get some food.
Uzbekistan, Jujekistan.
I don't know what that means, but I'm going to find all the food I can. I don't know what that means. I don't understand the question and I won't respond to it. There you go. This is from Major League Baseball. Tarek Skubal's going to the Dodgers because everyone else has just given up. Apparently they didn't offer up anything for this guy and the Dodgers get him. Why didn't the Guardians do something like that?
Hey, they offered their fifth best prospect. Okay.
Ooh. Okay. Great.
Well, you know the Guardians,
They hoarder their prospects.
Oh, they love to hoard their prospects.
They ain't giving them up for nothing. Yeah. You can forget that.
Two things I know about the Guardians. They don't give up prospects, and they get super mad when someone bunts in the sixth inning of a game that could eventually maybe be a perfect game. They get really pissy about that.
When has the last time somebody threw a no-hitter or perfect game for the Guardians / Indians?
That's a good. I don't know.
That's exactly the point.
One, so I'm not a Guardians fan.
That is why.
So that's good.
It mattered.
Look that. It matters, but it's the sixth inning of a game. And by the way, last I checked, you're allowed to bunt. So I don't know what the problem is.
The answer is Lynn Barker. Excuse me,
Lynn Barker
in 1981.
See that?
We're going back in time now.
That's what I'm telling history. You.
I know. I was actually doing a little digging on some historic Cleveland sports figures, and I found. I actually named my fantasy football team after him this year. My guy, former Steelers quarterback, but also for a season, Browns quarterback, Dick Schneider, my guy.
Ooh.
Yeah. So my fantasy team this year is the Dick Schneider fan club. That's my team.
Richard Schneider.
I'm rooting for Richard / Dick Schneider, my guy. One of the great dicks in football history, if I say so. He's my guy. My guy, Dick Schneider, used to play for the Browns. They actually have a card of him wearing Browns gear, but it has a Steelers logo on it because he got traded. So the photo was Browns gear, but then he's playing for the Steelers that year. So he was such a good player. Go look up his career numbers, Tyvus. You're going to see this guy is really talented. He's one of the all-time greats.
He's not the problem. I want to meet Dick Schneider's parents and find out what the hell is wrong.
Well, they named him Richard. They didn't know he was going to get nicknamed. I mean, how could they possibly know that Richard would be shortened to Dick? How could they possibly? His middle name's Earl. Maybe they thought he'd go by Earl. You want to meet the Porns?
The Porns.
Yeah, we talked about the guy who passed away, Richard Porn. Dick Porn was his name. That's what his friends called him. Lived in Wisconsin. Shout out to him.
He made them call him that, too.
Well, I don't know if he made them call him that.
He did. Yes, you do.
Hey, did you recently complete 4 years of college eligibility? Well, you may be entitled to another year of college eligibility. We'll tell you why next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and happy Monday. We are still watching slowdowns in Hilliard on 270 southbound. There is a crash in those southbound lanes near Roberts Road, blocking the right lane. Expect delays as you come in from the north end on 270 southbound. Also, we are tracking 23 southbound shut down out in Marion. This is right at State Route 95. I'm 10 TV's Amy Steigerwald with your opinion.
Buckeye football camp is coming, and our team of fan personalities will be there live. All the sweaty sack fun starts Thursday, August 6th. For tickets, head to Ticketmaster.com. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Hey there, happy Monday. Starting off with some clouds out there for the beginning of your day, but eventually this afternoon, those will clear out, leaving you with lots of sunshine for the remainder of the day. Highs right around 82 degrees, but come overnight tonight, lows in the 60s. It's going to feel quite nice tomorrow morning with lower humidity to start off your Tuesday morning. Highs tomorrow, lots of sunshine, right around 86 degrees. I'm your 10 Weather Impact meteorologist, Lily Aldridge, with 97.1 The Fan.
Question from a listener. Do you dopes ever get tired of talking about Ohio State? No. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
The Fan. Tyvus will put anything in his mouth on a dare. All right, almost anything. No, I stand by my previous statement. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
I have reached the stage in life where I want everything to not be complicated. I want it to be simple. I want it to be easy. Life is too complicated. That's why my friends at Window Nation, they're trying to make it simple for you. You could compare all these different window brands. You could do all you want, and you should. Do whatever you got to do. But at the end of the day, just know the pros at Window Nation can help you get new energy efficient windows at a great price. Window Nation has 50% off all their window styles. Plus, you could get zero down payment and no payments or interest for 2 years. And with these windows, when you order from Window Nation, they're going to bring you guaranteed windows, lifetime guarantee on all these windows that goes with the window. Like, they are standing behind their product. They're going to install them in a day. So it's minimal disruption to your life. And of course, you're going to get a great deal. Like I said, up to 50% off all window styles and zero down payment. No payments or interest for 2 years could be for you when you go to Window Nation right now. So go to windownation.com, schedule that fast free estimate now. Compare all you want. Just know at the end, you're going to find the best deal at Window Nation. Windownation.com to get the process started today.
I wanted to congratulate you. Do you know that you made it through the hardest part of like the year?
What's that?
Because from this week on, there is football every week. With the start of the Hall of Fame game this Thursday
between
Carolina and Arizona, we will now have football every week.
We'll have football. We won't have good football quite yet for a while.
That's not what I said.
We're going to have football. Some kind of football
every week from now on.
Yeah, but see, I don't get like, you know how people talk about when they've been in prison for a long time, 20 years, they get out and then, you know, there might be an interest in connecting with someone on a human level.
Yeah.
And an intimate level.
Yes.
And sometimes maybe the standards are not the highest. There's just a desperation there. I don't get that way with football. It's like, I love football. I get excited for it.
You don't want to see Carson Beck play in this Hall of Fame?
I'm sure he'll be great. I'm sure he'll be awesome. I'm just saying, like, after the first 5 minutes of crappy preseason games, then I'm like, okay, now I am ready for, like, the real season to start. But, yeah, it'll be nice to see that Thursday. I'm not trying to poo-poo that. It'll be good to see that. We're going to be out at Ohio State Thursday and Friday for camp, so we'll be on site as they're getting ready to start the season and obviously getting back to all the work that they're doing to get ready for this preseason. But
let's see. I'm trying to think of it. Oh yeah, Arizona got a bunch of Buckeyes.
Well, they got Marvin Harrison Jr.
Well, he probably won't play.
I wouldn't think so. Well, I don't know. Maybe he needs a little work.
They got him, Cody Simon, Denzel Burke.
Yep.
Paris Johnson.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a lot of guys.
Carolina got Lathan Ransom.
Oh, do they?
I think that
I forgot about
the only
that.
One.
Good for him.
That I could think of off the top of my head right now.
I infuriated you earlier today for two reasons. One, I dared to say that it was okay for the Crew to get a tie against Inter Miami. I thought that was a decent result, all the situation.
Loser talk.
Fine. The other reason
let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Is the tie, do you say that because it's Inter Miami? Is that why you say that?
It's context.
What if it was FC Cincinnati?
No, it would suck. That would be terrible. Like that's
okay, so then you're down on ties. Okay, thank you.
No.
Go ahead.
Context matters.
I just need to hear that part.
Context matters.
I just want to hear that part. Okay.
They had Max Arston for the Cincinnati game. They just traded him away Friday.
So it's a great participation trophy. Your participation trophy guy?
I acknowledge that the team has had a lot of changeover, and they went down to the defending champs and got a result. That's good.
Do you feel like everybody on the team deserves an award?
No.
Okay.
I feel like if you go out there and score two goals and let the other team score two goals, that's a valid result. It happened.
Okay.
That's how the game, they were down 2-1. They fought back and tied the game up at the 83rd minute. They got out of it.
But if they did that at FC Cincinnati, that's not acceptable.
I would be pissed off if that's how the game went because it's the rival. It's the rival.
Okay.
I want nothing but pure domination of FC Cincinnati.
Thank you. You know what?
FC Cincinnati's not as good.
You know what it tells me? You've lowered your expectations.
No, FC Cincinnati's not as good as Inter Miami.
It's okay.
They're not as good.
So because it's Inter Miami, it's okay to tie.
They have Lionel Messi. They just brought Casemiro in.
That's not what I'm asking you.
They've got Luis Suarez, who bites people and is a horrible racist.
So just because it's Inter Miami,
they got
it's
a terrible
okay to
team,
tie.
But they're all studs. They can all play.
You've lowered your expectations. It's cool.
I wanted to see them beat Inter Miami too. For what it's worth,
Then you should be upset with the result. Then
I'll take the point.
Because they didn't.
On Friday, Colorado District Court Judge Charlotte Sweeney granted preliminary injunction in a proposed class action lawsuit called Wisney et al. Versus NCAA. Who cares? Point is, this was people who were in 2022 who now had 4 years and then they're done, like Bruce Thornton. Bruce Thornton would be a guy who doesn't fit under this, but could have technically. I'll get to that in a second. Anyway, if you played 4 years and then you're done, even though this offseason we got the ruling that said you can now do 5 for 5, so you get an extra year of eligibility. In that ruling, the NCAA said, but not for the players who already did their 4 years ending this year. They don't get included in that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a judge said, not so fast. Yes, they do. So if you're a player who had 4 years of eligibility, you exhausted it, and you didn't get your fifth year like everyone will get going forward, this judge said, now you can. Now, guys like Bruce Thornton, for example, came to my mind instantly, but I did see in the ruling, if you have taken any money or gone pro, then you can't go back like that. So since he has gone pro, that apparently is not allowed. But I did see that Jaden Fielding said he is looking to get back into football now, which
he
fits the criteria.
He should
eligible.
Respectfully. He should.
With all due respect.
He should find. He should move on to something else.
You think so?
Yeah.
You don't think there's a team out there that could want his services?
I'm sure. Sure. But I think that, like, that's not going to change.
Dylan, look this future. Up. I need to know this because there's a part of this ruling. So what they said was, if you've entered the transfer. So number one, if you're a 2022 class guy, you get your fifth year, guy or gal. But if you didn't enter the transfer portal, the only team you could play for is the team that you were most recently with.
Uh-uh.
So what I need to know is, did Jaden Fielding go in the portal or not at the end of the season? Because remember, a lot of guys did that.
Yeah.
A lot of players at the end of the season were throwing their name in the portal, even though it was like they may not play.
Yeah.
But some basketball did this too.
Wasn't it a female that did that?
I think there were women's players that did it as well. I'm saying, like, I need to know if Jaden Fielding threw his name in the portal. Because if so, God bless. I hope you get your extra year and go play somewhere not named
but
Ohio
if he
State.
Didn't throw his name in the portal,
well, then I'm sorry to tell you, I don't think this ruling applies to him. I'm going to actually hire a lawyer to see that it does not apply to him.
I'm not going to be here.
Yeah. Nah.
Did he enter? So let's find out if he entered the portal. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, my initial Google says no, but I'm looking into it.
That doesn't mean he couldn't have done it on the download. Maybe quietly just slid that email over and said, I'm in the portal.
If you need 5 years, then you probably going to be looking for some other job after.
Oh, I know. But there are plenty of players who are like, if I could get one more bite at the apple, get one more, paycheck or two like from the NIL stuff.
Cam Rising.
Oh, my goodness.
100%.
I don't know how.
He's not. There's no chance. That's a troll, right? Because he played for 8 years. Yeah, I get it if you played four and then you get one more. Hasn't this man been in college since, like, the Nixon administration? What are we talking about? Like, that's. He can't be eligible. Kyle Whittingham will call him, though.
For sure he would.
He's like, have you seen these quarterbacks I got up here? Please come over here and do something for me in Michigan. He's like, hey, you don't have to worry about that Ohio State game. It's not very important. So you just come out here and play.
I am interested to see who is the people that take advantage of this with players.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I feel like if you're really good and you're really going to be good on the next level, usually they're going in three, maybe four.
Yeah.
Like five. It'd take you 5 years. Like that's, I guess you might as well, start thinking about life after football.
By the way, pick a number right now.
Four.
Caller 4. 614-821-9710 is the phone number. You get two tickets to see Zach Brown Band Nationwide Arena on Friday, August 14th. If you are caller number 4, 614-821-9710. Tickets on sale through Ticketmaster.com. Do you know any Zach Brown songs?
Maybe.
You probably do.
I know I do. I just can't think of them off the top. I know I do because my wife, I think, listens to him.
They used to have a song on College Game Day, and they took it off. It was called Homegrown.
Oh, how does it go?
I got some good friends that live down on the street. Mm. I don't know the rest of it.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part.
Homegrown. I know what that
song is. But then it says Homegrown.
I know exactly.
I gotta listen
I know what that song's
it.
About. Yeah. I know what you're talking about, Zach. I heard it.
I heard
that song. A mile away, I knew what he was referring
Zach
to.
Zach Brown, not Zach Bryant.
No,
that's different. Zach Bryant, there's a lot. And then there's Luke Bryant. And then there's Bryant Gumbel out of nowhere. I don't know what he has to do with it. Yeah, anyway, there's a lot of different people. All right, so good luck to you on winning the Zach Brown tickets. We are going to talk to Joshua Perry. We'll hit the breakdown in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Still watching delays on 270 southbound near Hilliard. We've got the right lane blocked off just past Roberts Road as you are heading southbound over there. And then up in Marion, 23 southbound still closed right at State Route 95. I'm 10 TV's Amy Steckerwald with your Fan
Terms. T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast. CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. The Buckeyes, the Big Ten, and the rest of college football. We tackle it all in the Breakdown with Joshua Perry.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at theroofingguys.com.
Every Monday this year time, we talk to our guy Joshua Perry, NBC Sports analyst, former Buckeye, friend of Tyvis Powell on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. JP, good morning. 5 for 5 apparently applies to a few more players. What do you think of the ruling that now some players who had 4 years get an extra year back in college football if they want it?
Man, everything's just got to get challenged. I get it, right? They're like, oh, man, you know, we're the only class that really didn't get to take advantage of it. And I guess my response is I do not care. I really don't care. I understand the ruling. I wish that it did not happen. I'm curious how this all actually plays out in reality, too, because you've got a whole bunch of teams that are going into training camp, and I feel like the rosters are pretty much all put together. So there's that part of it. I think there's also this idea of maybe some guys that end up getting cut in the NFL preseason who are like, you know what, I still got another year left. Like, you know, really didn't make any real money, never signed like a real contract here. See if they can try to make their way back to college football. So I don't love it because I feel like it opens up the door to a lot of really weird stuff and at a weird time. But I also, like, I played 4 years and I was gone, and like, it is what it is, dude.
Joshua, Buckeyes aside, when you look at this year's college football team, you can't pick the Buckeyes. Who would be your heavy favorite to win preseason the championship?
I feel like I've been on Notre Dame for a little while now. So I'd rock with them. I think Marcus is a great coach. First off, CJ Carr coming back. I thought he didn't get enough credit last year for how well he played. Now, he'll turn the ball over against some of the best defenses. Like, obviously can't do that. But I think from start to finish, the way he was playing by the end of the year, he made some great improvements. I think they're going to be good on the lines of scrimmage. I think that defense is going to be phenomenal, right? So, like, I would say them. I know Oregon, certainly you put in the mix there with some of what they have coming back. And then the one that I would say, I know people are like, oh, you know, Texas. Why doesn't anybody – it feels like nobody gives Georgia the respect that they deserve in terms of win a title. And I get it, last 2 years – you know, you get all you do is win the SEC and get a bye in the college football playoff, and then you lose in your first game in the postseason. But they pretty much are winning the SEC every year, and I feel like nobody is talking about them in the sense of they're winning the SEC every year. I think they're going to be right there as one of the top contenders as well.
Joshua Perry joining us in the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Saw this late Friday night. There was news that broke that the Big Ten and the SEC agreed to support that Senate bill that's being called the Save College Sports Act, Protect College Sports Act. This had been something that both those, you know, parties had opposed up until Friday, it seems like. Do you have any sense of what changed there, or was there some backroom dealings? Did anything meaningfully change in this bill? What do you make of that?
So I'm curious about the provisions in terms of super leagues and further conference expansion, because I think that was one of the things that was a big sticking point. Like, I think that the SEC and Big Ten in a perfect world would want the freedom to be able to break off. And I'm not sure if they got that in this. I haven't really looked at it. One of the things I do know is just like, there can be more expansion, but it has to happen under certain circumstances. I think one of the big headlines that I saw, and probably one of the biggest things that moved the needle, is a lot of the legislation that was being proposed, the edits that they made beforehand, they were talking about caps of, you know, $20 million or $25 million, $27 million. I think the cap explodes in this one, close to like $50 million that you can spend. And I think that's where the Big Ten and SEC are like, okay, you're doing some things to try to level the playing field, which would hurt us. But the big thing in terms of we can spend $50 million, like, I know not everybody can do that, so we still keep a certain advantage there, I think, is a positive. Coach Day even talked about the idea of wanting to spend as much as he can on a roster because he wants to pay his players as much as he possibly can. So that, I think, might have been one of the bigger swings there, was just this idea of a much higher cap so the teams that wanted to spend could still continue to spend.
Joshua, last week, Caleb Downs went on a podcast and said that Matt Patricia made them do who was the best five on the defense and the worst five on the defense. I then came on this show and was asked who was the worst five on the defense. I gave my list for the 20, what we do, 14 or 15? I think we did 14.
14, yeah.
For the 2014 defense, who is the worst five?
So, hold on. Are we doing, like, anybody? The whole defense?
The starting defense on the 2014.
Okay. Now, you're going to, I guess there's the other part. Tavis, can you pull up the starters?
I did it off of memory. So the starting D line, I believe, if I remember, Joey Adolphus, Mike B, Steve Miller, linebackers, you, Curtis Grant, Darren Lee, starting secondary, Duran, Eli, Vaughn, me.
Okay. All right, so let's go. Me and you are in the bottom five. Sorry.
I already said, he said so that far, too. This is right.
So far, you guys are the same on that.
Steve Miller, unfortunately.
Said that, too.
Take the money and run, my guy.
2014 Eli Apple, absolutely.
I said that, too.
And this is gonna hurt my heart to say. I love my guy, Curtis, but I think Curtis got to be down there, too.
You have just said the exact same five.
That's
that
wild. You guys nailed it. You both added the exact same.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the tough thing, because what did Eli Apple, and I know what you're saying, but what did he end up being as a pick?
Top 10.
Right.
Top 10 pick, right? Like, I mean, that's
it doesn't mean any of you guys, none of you guys are bad. I mean, this is like an embarrassment of riches on that defense. It was a crazy good defense. That's
the crazy part. I mean, the guy who won MVP, defensive MVP of the championship game, bottom five player on that defense. Think about that.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Also, first bout, both of you instantly were like, well, first of all, Tyvus Bell. Like, you guys both said.
By the way, the guy who had 124 tackles led the team in tackles that year. Bottom five guy.
Hey,
there you go.
You gotta be JP. Truthful with you. Yeah. The defense was just that good. So, like, that was really good.
I would have pled the fifth. If you had asked me this question, I would have been like, I don't know. I don't think there was a bad player on the team. Let me ask you about Kyle Whittingham before we let you go. New Michigan head coach, obviously coached at Utah for a lot of years. He was asked about the rivalry, and he had some, I'm paraphrasing, but he essentially said, I don't like the word hatred when it comes to rivalry. I don't hate Ryan Day. I don't hate their program, and he's a good person, and that's all well and good. But do you think Michigan fans are happy hearing that?
Probably not. I think they would probably want him to dig in. I would say two things. Is number one, I think you should want your coach to be who he is. And like I actually did a one-on-one interview with him. Great guy. If you listen to him talk, he's a tough, gritty, old school kind of guy. Like, I also think a part of his paradigm is like just not who he is to his core, to be like, I hate Ryan Day and screw this and screw that. So I think you'll get the intensity when it's time, certainly. But like, if you're going to ask him to sit in a press conference and do that, he's not going to. And I think that's being genuine to who he is. There was also this thing that was brought up. Jake Butt, my guy, was on a Brooks Austin show. He's an SEC guy, and was asked a question basically like, do you hate Ohio State? And Jake goes into his answer. He was like, well, yes, I do. And I grew up in Columbus, and like, I know all about that rivalry. But he's like, the vitriol hate that I have is more towards Michigan State. He's like, I have hate for Ohio State, but a lot of it is rooted in respect for that program and the history, the great players that came through, all the different things. And I worked with Jake for a little while on a show when I was living in Chicago. We talked about it all the time. Like, when I talked to Kyle Whittingham, one of the things that he mentioned was the game and what it means as a rivalry and the history of the coaches and the players and the programs. And I think if I had to distill it down, like, I don't like any of those dudes. I hate them. I hate that program. And part of the reason I want to beat them so damn bad is because it's Michigan and because it's big time ball and because I do have respect for the history of that program. So, like, I think he gets all that stuff. I just don't think he's the guy who's going to come out in the press conference and just, like, stir the pot. And I think that's kind of fine. Like, I'm frankly, I think we should be a little bit more worried about Kyle Whittingham than we were about Sharone OnlyFans Moore. Like, that's the reality of the situation.
That's very true. And I echo those same concerns because, yeah, he's a ball coach. He knows, yeah, for sure what he's doing. All right, Joshua, we appreciate the time. We'll talk again next week, all right?
All right, take care, guys.
There you go. Joshua Perry on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. We'll hit the buzzer coming up next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Still tracking delays on 270 southbound due to a crash near Roberts Road. We've got lanes closed as you head southbound, passing that Roberts Road exit. And the left lane is blocked off on 670 westbound. This is right near the Park Street Cap. Expect delays in those westbound lanes. I'm 10TV's Amy Segerwald with your Fan.
Call now.
Join the Fan weeknights at 6 for the Buckeye Show. And if you're asking if it's just a bunch of homers rooting for all things Ohio State, yes, yes it is. Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
In terms of the Waffle House menu, Tyvus covered and smothered his opponents. Meanwhile, T-Bone is a chunk of hash who's often covered in gravy. I'm not sure what that means either. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
Joining the program.
Who fell asleep? Who was it?
Board was on. My board was on. Dylan?
That was on me. I thought I pressed the button.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Hand up.
Joining the program, a guy who's coming off a great weekend, Ryan Baker. How was SummerSlam?
SummerSlam was okay. What I watched, I watched last night. I did
Roman
not
Reigns.
See. I did see.
Who did he fight?
Great match with him and Seth.
No, Seth.
Him and Seth.
Spearing.
Putting the end of the, putting the shield to bed finally 28 years later.
Who is the champion? Who's the champion of
Roman and CM Punk?
So was that on the line in this match?
Yeah. Okay. It was on the line.
Okay. Roman, did Roman have it before the fight?
He did.
Okay. What about CM Punk?
He won it. Or no, he did have it. Yes. He had it before.
So the titles didn't change hands.
No titles changed hands.
There's still tag team titles.
There are.
Who wins? Who holds?
I'm not sure.
I like how you are just his personal Google when it comes to wrestling.
He knows. Yeah,
but you could have just typed this in and read it yourself. You could know what's going on.
I could do what?
You could have watched it.
Typed it in and know yourself.
If you hypothetically have a device, which I think you do, that allows you to watch it.
It was on ESPN, I thought.
No, it was on ESPN Unlimited. You have to pay for that. Unless.
They doing that now?
Well, yeah. Most of it, people have it with their TV provider. The whole ESPN Unlimited thing is...
I don't know. I tried to put my, maybe I need to do it again because I tried to put all my info in and it was like, you don't have enough. Sorry. You got, because I was trying to watch, this will come as a shock to no one, preseason Premier League soccer. And it wasn't, it was on, it said ESPN Unlimited.
My TV doesn't allow that either.
No,
that's parental control.
Sure. Is it like a app or is it like ESPN Unlimited is on YouTube TV?
So, like, for me, I have Hulu. Anything that's on ESPN Unlimited just pops up on my Hulu Plus Live TV.
All right, I got to try to connect this again. Because, yeah, I don't know how that... Maybe I didn't put in the YouTube stuff right, but it's... Yeah, it's...
This all sounds difficult, I would think. It does. If you just hypothetically had a device that would take care of all this.
And I know you're not Mr. Soccer, but the thing I loved about, among other things, the World Cup, was that when I turned on the TV... It was on Fox, and then Fox popped up, and go figure, the game was there. There wasn't a login. There wasn't a, well, if you have this subscription, then you can add it to your thing, and then you can pop over here, and then after 18 different apps, you can finally find the game. It was like, no, it was on Fox or FS1. That was every game. That was it. It was nice.
And I will say this, if you hypothetically had a device, this magical little thing that said World Cup appeared.
Yeah.
So any game could be right there in said device.
Yeah. But, I don't know anybody who has. Tyvus, do you know anything about that?
I have no idea what y'all talking about.
Okay. Yeah. Did you watch the new Spider-Man movie?
That's on Twitter.
Movies on Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
It's leaked on Twitter. I was watching it,
and then I got distracted from this job.
Do we
job.
Know this is the real movie?
Yes, it is.
I watched all look 2 hours and 15 this. Minutes of it.
Look at that.
On the X.
I just don't.
There's what? Better things you could be looking at on your computer.
Well, fair enough. Bingo.
I just want to know. Whole clip.
Wouldn't you want to clip, just so everyone, in case there was any concern, just be very careful about what...
Hard P on the end.
Yeah, yep, that's right, Bake. I just wonder, when you go to a movie theater, I know some people are averse to going to a theater, but wouldn't that be the experience of a big Spider-Man type movie, is to go see it like in a giant theater with the sound, with the, you know, the big screen? Isn't that part of the experience? I don't know. Feels like that would be better than watching it on a tiny screen at home.
You know what?
With no speakers in this case.
I sacrificed that experience to watch it for free instead of going to the movies with my girlfriend or my daughter and buying them concession stand stuff, paying for their tickets. That would have cost me like $50. And I watched it at home for free.
You know what I just heard? Dylan's cheap.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't have any money, Baker.
A little bit.
That's what I have money.
You know, Bone, you go to the movies.
Yeah, to be fair, I don't go often, and I have the same concerns Dylan does, that when you do go, it's now like over $100 if you take anybody with you. So I don't like that, but I do like going occasionally.
I'm pretty sure the last movie I saw in a theater was Iron Man.
Really?
Like the first one in 2009?
Yeah, maybe it was Iron Man 2 then, because it would have been after 2009.
I don't know the last movie I saw in theater. Was it Sinners?
I'm pretty sure.
That was pretty recently, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I went last year, what was it, February or March, they put out the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the 35th anniversary. Yeah, and I was like, I saw it when I was a kid in the theater, and I watched it 100 times on VHS after that, but I went back and saw it in the theater. I saw, among other ones, I saw Oppenheimer in the theater and the Barbie movie. We did the Barbenheimer, like the combined back-to-back.
Awful.
Oh, it was actually great.
It's a long day.
We enjoyed it. Well, me and my wife, we wanted to see both. We went and did that.
Barbie movie sounds terrible. I understand you have young ladies.
Well, it was good, though. We enjoyed it. But
my kids love that movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I've never
America Ferrera's watched it.
How have you never watched it?
Because they put it on. It's on like HBO Max or something. And so like they'd be like, I want to watch the Barbie movie.
He doesn't have access to HBO Max.
You've seen parts of it. If they love it and watch it all the time, you've seen parts of it.
Yeah, but like I don't watch.
Star-studded cast. They got everybody for that movie. Did you see Oppenheimer?
No, I want to watch that one.
You should.
Yeah, I heard good. That was a really, really
yeah,
good
it's
movie.
Great. A lot of death.
Good.
A lot of concept.
You don't sound very excited to watch this movie. I mean, you're Mr. Hey!
I've been watching Lioness.
Okay.
On Apple TV.
What's that?
So it's with Zoe Saldana.
Sure.
Did I say that right?
Yes.
No. Say it with your chest.
Zoe Saldana.
Yes.
Isn't that her name?
Yes. That's what I thought. Yeah, she's like CIA's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of.
You'd be in on that.
Yeah.
Probably good.
I'm interested.
Great. What's coming up on the show, Vic?
You were talking about SummerSlam. Normally on Mondays we have Austin Ward join us, but his flight has been delayed and he's going to be in the air. So Bill Bender is going to pinch hit for Austin Ward today. And then 20 Most Interesting takes us to that team up north.
Ooh, you just be saying the M word like that.
Those dirty Wolverines, those dirty cheating Wolverines
came in and said, Bone, how is it so easy for you to say the M word? And I was like, what? I didn't hear you said M as in meat chicken. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Reeser thought the same thing when he said it out the wrong way. So.
Then Baker both said to say that you mean...
Mother, that's the one I thought you meant when you said that. I didn't know what you were talking about.
Angelique Chingalis is going to join us at 11:30, though, to give us a preview of the Wolverines, how things are going on up there, and how maybe Michigan fans thought Kyle Whittingham's comments about the rivalry, how those went over.
Curious how that went over, too. All right, there you go. Bishop and Friends coming up 9 to noon right here on The Fan. Thank you, Bake.
Shove it down your throat.
It's time for the buzzer.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services.
Feeling the heat?
Call the experts at Logan Services now for hot deals on train systems, including 0% APR for 60 months.
I just want to rip these idiots who run this radio station. Not here.
Don't jeopardize my employment.
No. They're all incredibly smart. Southern California radio station known as KCAL, classic rock station, FM 96.7 in the greater interior, Inland Empire, they call it, right? Southern California. They decided on Friday they're going to fire everybody on the station. All the DJs got fired at this classic rock station. Mm. And they've announced it's a new era. They're still going to play classic rock. But they said, you know what? You want less talk, more music. So we're just going to have all music and no DJs. And I thought, at that point, what's the difference between that and a Spotify playlist or an Apple Music playlist? You know, like, the human part of it is kind of why you have a radio station, so that they can kind of guide you to the good songs, mm-hmm. tell you some stories about those bands that you're listening to. Nope, they cut all that out. So now if you listen to that radio station in Southern California, good news. You could just go hit shuffle on an oldies playlist on your phone, and it's the exact same thing. Good job, everybody. Way to go. Idiots in this business.
Quit giving other people ideas, daggone it.
Fair enough. Yeah. No, don't worry. That one's not original in the radio world. They've been doing that. All right, that's it for us. Bishop and Friends, coming up next. Have a great rest of your Monday. We will talk to you tomorrow. It's T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Still watching delays on 270 southbound near Roberts Road due to a crash from earlier this morning. Crews are clearing that out right now, but watch for lanes closed as you head southbound past Roberts Road. And downtown, we are watching some slight delays on 670 westbound as crews clear out a crash near the Park Street Cap. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your